and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Holy moly, it's Sunday again. And today is August 23rd, 2015, I believe. And my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again. And we have here in the studio, usually I would say my sister, but she is headed for Arlington. I mean, and she's headed for Arlington in a good way, you know.
Yeah.
They're going on a ride, and they're going to go across the country and pick up a bunch of people, and they're going to honor the veterans in turn there.
Yeah, they're taking the remains of six vets with them, and the MIAP project, the Missing in America project. They work very hard and diligently to find the remains of veterans who have gone unidentified for years, and get them linked up with their family and get them home where they belong.
So I guess they're down there staging. Have they left already? Do you know?
According to Carl, they left about 10 minutes ago.
Well, you know, I hope they have a great ride and a good time, and all goes well, and, you know, our heart goes out to them. Mm-hmm. With that said, I have in the studio with me today Red Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
And our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy, Bob Martin.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning again, Red.
Good morning again, Bob.
Yeah, just a holdover. We might say this is the Sovereign Mind, Jefferson State of Mind radio show.
Yeah.
Of course, Sovereign Mind gets top billing, of course. It has to go first. But it could be the Jefferson State of Mind. It doesn't sound right.
The Sovereign Minds of Jefferson Power Morning or something. Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Sovereign Mind is a terrible thing to waste.
It's true. Boy, there's a bunch of them being wasted out there, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, this has been a heck of a week. I went over to the coast and, you know, bathed in basked. I guess you can bask.
I wouldn't bathe in that stuff.
Yeah, you might get radiation poisoning. But basked in the coastal cooling marine layer.
I don't even want to hear it.
It was like, let's see, I think the high was 67 degrees. It was awesome. I actually had to start a fire because I was getting a chill.
I hate you so much right now.
I just sat there in the chair and, you know, watched the wind blow through my hair. And okay, so I didn't watch it, but I felt it blowing through my hair. And we played a rerun last week, and you know, so I'm back, and it's good to be back in the chair here. But there's been a lot of things happening this week.
It's broken loose for sure.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I've been saying for what, 5-6 years now, the stock market, the first one was a dead cat bounce. It was a big bounce.
We're in recovery.
I know. I just want to choke people that say, oh, you know, we've just created. Yeah, I read the stupid article in the dumb record Fleshlight. And, you know, it's like, they don't print anything. They know nothing, you know, and they're still talking about the jobs being created now. You know, are you kidding me? I mean, you got to be seriously stupid at this point to believe that the unemployment rate is 5.3%.
Well, they did acknowledge that it's creeping back up in Shasta somewhere in the sevens now.
The sevens.
Yeah.
What? It's like the 27s?
Yeah. I'm wondering.
To see here, folks. Move along.
Well, you look at the labor participation rate, and it's non-existent.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so let's see. You know, it's 5% unemployment, except that, 95 million people aren't even looking anymore because, you know, it's like right out of the grates of Raft, you know. I mean, and you know, the only thing is that we're not driving Model A's, you know. But, you know, and Henry Fonda's dead. But you know, it's...
Well, if the drought keeps up, you know, even our topsoil is going to start blowing off.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's going to get ugly. And, gosh, I've been seriously considering moving to another state. California is so screwed up.
Yeah,
that bad. I don't know. I have a quote here from Sally I had to read today. Honor, justice, and humanity forbid us from tamely Honor, justice, and humanity forbid us tamely to surrender that freedom which we have received from our gallant ancestors and which our innocent posterity have a right to receive from us. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Right there. Is doing something about the liberty, the freedom that we're losing daily to an overreaching. You know, it's like on the coast. I couldn't believe it. I'm pulling down to the campground. You can't have a trailer here. What? This is a campground, isn't it? I paid you. I have a spot reserved. But there's no trailers allowed. Didn't you see all the signs? There's one sign when you first come in. 8 miles back, that says no trailers, and right next to it, they got a line through a camp trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking...
And you didn't have a camp trailer.
No, it was just like one of those little one-axle trailers that I pulled behind my little minivan, you know, to put some sleeping bags in.
Yeah, that you got your gear in.
That I got my gear in. You know, and they're like, yeah, you can't have that. They were going to cite me. We got into a serious argument over it. It's like, what? You know, and then, oh, by the way, you can't have any of your ice chests out anywhere, even if you're cooking. Because the bear's going to come in and going to swipe you with his paw, going to knock you down, steal all your stuff. Well, you know, the bears weren't the ones that were stealing our stuff. It was the neighbors. Okay, we go down to the beach, we come back, there's pancake mix missing and 2 loaves of bread.
Yeah. Well, this I was thinking about it. Since when do they have a huge bear issue on the beach in Humboldt County? And then it dawned on me, maybe they're not talking about the kind of bears you and I would think.
Yeah,
maybe like they're talking about a different kind of bear.
You know, Smokies? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just saying. So you know, I'm driving down in. The lady, you know, I go by her with my van, you know, my van and my little trailer, and I wave, and she's going by in an ATV, and you know, it's just like a cop when you're going down the freeway. You know, all of a sudden they flip at you and they're coming back. You know, they're coming for you, and I'm thinking, what? You know? So she pulls over and she says, yeah. She says, you didn't see all the signs, right? What signs? There's no signs. She says, well, you're going to have to take this trailer out of here. It's like a 14-mile trip back there, but all my stuff. I got kids in here. I've been here for 300 miles. I had to go around through Grants Pass and down to avoid the smoke. I've been driving for 6 hours. You think that I'm driving? No, it ain't happening. You know, I'm not driving back, and I'm not taking the trailer out, and I'm sorry you can't make me, and, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, if that's the way you roll, okay, now, so she's going to go get the ranger with the gun. Now, here comes the ranger with the gun.
You ran into the camp commando.
Yeah, it's like, where am I at? I wrote a nasty letter to the ranger over there. In fact, I'm gonna write an article. I get an opportunity this week and put it in the Lantern about how Nazi Germany has moved to the coast.
Apparently, you know, and that's when I lived over there. I was used to a different atmosphere. I was used to just kind of the long-haired, mellow dude that was there making sure didn't burn the forest.
He was collecting the garbage. These were the new guys.
Yeah.
So, and the piece de resistance was I'm sleeping in my tent, it's like 10 o'clock, and somebody's starts flashing a light in my eyes. At 10 o'clock at night, it's dark, everybody's asleep, starts flashing a light. You left your fire unattended. Well, I thought you could do that if there's a big, huge tank that you got to put the fire in, and there's no way escaping. You know, there's mist. You touch the tent, and water falls off it. And I'm thinking there's like two sticks of wood in there that are burning down to the coals. And I'm thinking, what is this, the Gestapo?
They're really bored.
Wow. Unbelievable. Anyway, other than being charged by a bull elk, it was a great weekend, you know. And another warning: don't get too close to the bull elk with your camera. It kind of takes them off a little bit, I guess.
Especially in the rut.
Yeah, I was like, you didn't think this fat boy could move that fast, but it's true. I can actually run. Anyway, that was kind of my.
Yeah, they had a guy from San Francisco over there some years ago. And he went over right in the middle of the rut, and, you know, everybody told him no flash photography, you know. And this guy goes over the fence, and he's, you know, commando crawling through the field to get closer to this elk, and pops up in front of the elk in the middle of the rut and hits him with flash photography. And then this
boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
This elk's taking him apart and put him in the hospital pretty good.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, 1,200-pound elk, you know, a row of about 9 daggers on each side of its head.
Yeah.
You know, when it starts to put its head down, I was, you know, 50 feet, 100 feet away. I mean, it's like, I'm moving out now. I'm not waiting for the, the net effect. I mean, I'm gone. But, you have to, you know, of course, you wouldn't have, you know, we're on a state park. You can't have a gun. So, but
it's a huge penalty to kill one of those Roosevelt.
Well, yeah. Too. I mean, what are you going to do? Pull out, start blazing away like, you know, it's the OK Corral over on the beach. And it's
I just imagine some poor little kid. Mommy, what's Bambi doing to that man?
Yeah. It's just insane. Anyway, today is Sunday, August 23rd, 2015, and we're here in the studio. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to kcnr1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Every Monday night, the Tea Party meets, limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind there every Sunday at 8 a.m. We highly recommend that you go to the Shasta Lantern at www.shastalantern.com, or I guess it's .net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, .nom, they're .net, .com, .org,
I'll get you
to the right place.
Who do we have on the meeting Monday night? I think we've got is it the vaccine?
Peter Woods, I believe.
Peter Woods. Oh, Technocracy.
Technocracy.
Patrick Wood.
Patrick Wood. Thank you, Bob.
So we highly recommend that everybody go there and listen to that. I mean, if you're not a believer yet, well, you will be soon, because this isn't getting better.
Well, if you're not a believer, what does it take?
Can you run the slap the punk video, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what it takes.
I think there at this point, you have to be willingly not paying attention. I mean, you've got to run away the other direction, screaming with your fingers in your ears, going la 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 la, to not be aware of what's going on.
Either that, or like you're like on the beach in Humboldt, dude, and yeah, it's like it's pretty smoky around here. I don't think there's a fire though.
There is that too.
Yeah, because this is what we need to do. Go ahead and roll that, Bob.
You know something, Lou?
Yeah.
I know why we got fired. Too much of your yapping, and not enough of this.
What's that? Hey, that was uncalled for.
Oh, and electrocuting us last year was okay.
That was a joke.
Ah, you like jokes, huh? Here's one for you. Two frogs walk into a bar. One of them does this.
Ow! Slap the punk! Call security!
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, hey, ow!
Want a piece of me?
Frankie!
Look, he's changing colors.
Come on, squirt some tears, punk.
Frankie, I think they're upset.
Is that what it's going to take? Is that you got to get slapped around here a little bit? We do have a guest on. We got to have Bob call him here and firm it up. But I think before we get, you know, we'll go to the break here and then come back and you know, we'll see what's going on with our guest. And I also want to play Intellectual Frog Legs today and kind of go through it piece by piece. If you're not familiar with
something, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can slap the punk again. Yeah, I mean, it's like that's when I hear that. Do you know what I think of? I gotta say it, Doug LaMalfa. Sorry, I mean, gosh, has anybody seen what the Republicans have been doing for us lately? You know, the piece de resistance, and I'm still mad about it, is the fact that when we called him and his staffers and asked him how he was going to vote on something, guess what they said?
We'll inform you later.
We're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
We'll send out an email after he votes. I'm thinking, WTF, what?
Yeah, that's the response. You're unhappy with what I'm doing. You're calling me on it. You're exposing my lies. You're exposing my ineptitude. You're exposing my complete and total lack of understanding of the Constitution, the way our government works, or anything like that, fiscal responsibility, and my inability to comprehend what I read. So my response, instead of correcting any of that, is I'm just going to quit talking to you.
I guess it's double down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to let it go.
No, it's not just LaMalfa that's on the list. Is, you know, there's people that are directly working against the interests of the citizens that they represent.
Yeah,
and it's time for them to go.
Well, you know, I mean, and people got to quit being fooled. I mean, I've got a picture here of Jeb Bush with Rupert Murdoch at the table, and guess who they're sitting with? Valerie Jarrett.
Oh,
now sometimes the picture does say something.
Yeah.
You got Valerie Jarrett, who is the...
Satan's widow.
She's the Iranian top advisor to the president.
Yeah.
And then you have Rupert Murdoch,
whose family is documented hardline communist by the FBI.
Wow.
And that's her uncle, her father, her brother, I think a couple of her cousins are documented and watched by the FBI as hardline communists.
I thought that was Obama. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's him too.
I'm not sure he knows who his dad is.
Well, who's the daddy? Who's your daddy? I'm not sure. We could run the frogs again. But anyway, so they're sitting at the table with Jeb Bush. Does that tell you anything at all about these guys?
Yeah, and Rupert Murdoch's the Darth Vader of media.
Well, yeah, and you know, people are finally starting to wake up with this fiasco and Trump and Megyn Kelly. That gee, maybe they're not our friends. Maybe they're not really conservative, and maybe they just, you know, they feed us pablum and pander to us, and you know, go after some stories that we like to hear, and you know, they're not completely bad, but they stab us in the back and all the big things. Sounds just like our congressman, doesn't it?
Well, you want to look at what happened with Fox News and the debate and the protection of Jeb Bush. You look at the funding that Fox News receives from Saudi Arabia, and then you look at the connections of the Bush family with Saudi Arabia, and you'll have your questions answered right there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make this crap up. It's what it is. And we just need to realize it. We need to quit playing this, oh, they're not really bad guys, they're our friends, I mean, what do you guys, come on. Quit drinking the Kool-Aid if you're still drinking it. If you're still drinking it, I mean, gosh darn, you better put something else in it, because isn't going away.
And tired of hearing about, you need to do it in a respective tone, or you don't use vulgarity. Well, I'm sorry, vulgarity exists for a reason. It's a part of vocabulary to express the emphasis of how passionate I feel about it, because I respectfully disagree with your position doesn't have the same impact of are you effing retarded and been kicked in the head.
Well, you know, and the real deal is have you got a legitimate thing to get mad about? I mean, you know, is it legitimately, is it something to legitimately get mad about if the guy is selling you down the river, is getting rid of the sovereignty of your country, is enslaving your people, debt slavery, whatever it happens to be, overspending, taking and spending the money of our future generations and our posterity into servitude to the bankers and whatever, other interests that they have. You know, there's an agenda here. Obamacare, you know, I mean, come on. So if the guy screws up so bad by voting for something that turns us into a communist state, you should just go along quietly, right? Just like in Germany when they said, oh, we're taking everybody's guns to protect the kids.
Yeah. After they put them on socialized medicine.
It wasn't until you get to the gas chamber that you were able to complain loudly.
But we don't have to worry about Obamacare socialized medicine. We have a Republican Congress. They're going to repeal it.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they get the majority. Oh, wait a minute. They already got the majority, and they ain't done squat.
Nothing. Not one thing.
Oh, yeah. But now if we call our congressman and ask him how he's going to vote, guess what he tells us? I'm not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. neener, neener, neener.
Yeah.
That's basically what
it
is.
But you should just go, it's okay. That's okay. We need the Stuart Smalley clip. I'm not smart enough, and by gosh, I'm good enough. Well, you know, we should just say the opposite. You know, I'm not smart enough, and I'm not good enough, and by golly, nobody likes me.
Yeah.
Really? Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Now, here's a scary thought. That guy's a freaking senator! That guy's a freaking senator!
He's actually a senator.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
That's who we're dealing with across the board.
And the mainline GOP is running around like chickens with their heads cut off going, I don't understand why everybody likes Trump. We don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's see. Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Who are you going to vote for? I don't care what your political persuasion is. Who are you going to vote for?
Trump.
This is a no-brainer. It's absolutely stupid. I don't care.
There's no
I don't even like
there.
I don't even like the guy.
Yeah, there's no choice.
I don't
there.
Even like the guy. But, you know, Hillary might actually be in a pinstripe pantsuit here pretty soon. But I doubt it because, you know,
she'll slither out. Maybe for me, I'm a little,
I guess treason is
I'm
not
a
punishable
little,
anymore.
A little jaded, and at my age, I have never seen anybody go to jail for political corruption.
Well, this is even more. It's treason.
Yeah,
it's treason. You start selling secrets to and selling information, or don't have a national security agenda, and everybody's hacking your server and get. I mean, I don't care whether
you're sending satellite intelligence to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh yeah. Oh, and that. Well, so what? Really?
At this point, what does it matter?
Okay, let's just be respectful here. Okay, let's just be respectful because Hillary is a politician, and you just don't want to offend these people at this point because they're the only guys you have. Your guy is the only one, so we need to be nice to him, even though he throws you under the bus.
You know, and what we need to do is we need good people to run. And that's
we need people to get involved to get some American spirit, get a freaking backbone out there. Quit trying to be nice to these people and start telling them how you feel.
Yeah,
because the real deal is it the truth? We're talking about the truth. Is the truth that our congressmen and our senators are they been operating in our best behalf? Have they been doing with the will of the people? Do they listen to us at all anymore? Do they even freaking care? But we're supposed to go along quietly and just go, oh. That's okay. He was nice to me once, so he's a good guy.
Well, that's when Carl Bott called in this morning talking about the MIAP thing and the big ceremony down that they had to see everybody off. He said there wasn't a single elected official.
These guys don't give a rat's.
Yeah, that's disgusting to me. That's absolutely disgusting.
Let's go to the break, Bob. I'm not sure what we got keyed up there. And then I want to get that intellectual frog legs, and we can call our guy and line him up for the interview today at 10, and then go from there. So we're going to go to a break right now, and I guess you're listening to KCNR1460.com. My sister's not here, so I actually have to say that stuff.
Yeah, if you want to call in, it's 605-4567. And call in, give us a comment, ask questions. We'll be here.
I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing in my ears. And no one to relate to, save the sea. Who can I believe in? I'm needing on the floor.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
View 202 has something new and exciting you won't want to miss. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu, along with some of your old favorites. Try a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast. Every Sunday through September, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Mimosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, located at 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars.
The Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Greece on Saturday, September 12th at 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Taste of Greece is an evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, entertainment, live auction, and music with the Pat Karch Quartet. Benefiting the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. To reserve your seat or table, call 246-0146 and learn more at ShastaLibraryFoundation.org.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
You will feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the prickly pear margarita or mango mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant, it's a party.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good stuff there, and I kind of get into the music here a little bit just because I think it makes the show much more, I don't know, interesting.
Yeah, sets the tone.
Provocative, well seasoned,
entertaining.
Yes. Entertaining. Yeah. Anyway,
the music to soothe the savage
people. I try to do that. You know, I try to do that to where it's it's like something there. You know, make you feel better, make you feel worse, make you feel something. You know, I guess, but. Anyway, we're back, and let's go ahead and key up that intellectual frog legs with Jodan Gorman. And, it's interesting how this thing, let's just start it, and then we'll stop it when we want to key in on some of the conversation. Go ahead.
Gun bacon.
Those messages disappear all by themselves.
Kings and queens and guillotines taking lives denied. Starching parchment made the laws when bishops took the ride.
We're back. You know what? And despite some of y'all's best efforts to sabotage my website, we'll talk about that in a bit. You know, I bought a Redskins T-shirt. I'm not a Washington Redskins fan per se. I'm just a fan of anything that upsets liberals.
Is
Donald Trump like Wile E. Coyote or what? I mean, the dude gets blown up or falls off a cliff, and he returns next week with even higher numbers in the polls. There's a lot of nastiness out there right now, too. A lot of nastiness. And some of y'all just don't understand what's brewing out here. And I'm going to tell you, I cast my first Republican vote on November 4th of 1980 for Ronald Maximus Reagan. And I've never strayed from the Republican Party since. And it was not because I was some political person or a party man, but because the Republican platform always represented what made sense to me. Peace through strength. Don't spend more than you take in. Protect your kids. Well, you know, despite winning our fair share of elections over the past few decades, look around. We're a socialist country. Our Bill of Rights has been subjugated to thou shalt not offend. Well, unless, of course, you want to offend a Christian, then by all means. But, you know, embarrassingly, even as recently as this past November, I was making excuses and encouraging people to vote for Mitch McConnell. We need to get rid of Harry Reid, I said. Mitch McConnell will at least vote with us some of the time. Well, please forgive me. I apologize. I have never been so wrong.
Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss.
Yep. Maybe even worse.
Yep.
Wrong with that government up there.
This current Republican leadership has broken every single campaign promise, and they're like only, 8 months in? They've sided with the Democrats on everything. Obamacare, amnesty. They approved a Marxist for attorney general. The list goes on, but you get the point.
Go ahead and stop it there, Bob.
How could Donald Trump possibly be less trustworthy?
Let's stop it there for just a second. Okay, so we shouldn't talk about the fact that they, you know, they won't defund Obamacare. They funded the Import-Export Bank. You know, they passed the trillion-dollar Cromnibus plan, gave Obama treaty power for the Iran deal. They blocked efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, and they blocked Kate's Law on illegal aliens. So who are these guys?
Marxists.
Yeah, I mean, come on, what does it take for you to get that just because they pander on some of the issues that you like, whether it's veterans issues or water issues? I mean,
well, even that one, and that's something that I would like to touch on, is we have local elected officials that pander to the veterans vote, and that makes sense. It's a large party constituency.
So they know that's their base.
But at the end of the day, what have they really done? Okay, since the exposure of the bad things going on at the VA, what's happened? One person's been fired. A third of the people that are on the waiting list for medical care are now dead because they still haven't received their medical care. There's more delays than ever before. Los Angeles VA just got caught actually shredding veterans' files. Nothing's better.
Nobody's fired.
They've exposed the problem, but they've done nothing to fix it. Our vets are in worse shape than they were to start.
See, that's the thing. Anytime someone says it's for free, it's not for free. And I don't mean that the veterans didn't earn anything. What I'm saying is that anytime you get dependent on the government for whatever it happens to be, whether it's your health care, your livelihood, your paycheck, Social Security, medical. Do you see a pattern here?
I've got an idea. Let's rip the bureaucrats out of the VA system and put the vets in charge of it.
Here's the other side.
I bet you it works.
Absolutely. Here's the other side, is you can't put government in charge of anything.
No.
No. I mean, other than what they're supposed to be constitutionally is protecting us from, our national security, foreign or domestic. They are the threat to our national security at this point, either through stupidity or negligence. I mean, what's Trump been saying? I mean, gosh, and these guys are still trying to run around and somehow make him look like he's a bad guy and pump up Jeb Bush and look at the debates and, you know, I mean, this is like the same thing they did to Ron Paul in the last, in the 2008 election, but it's not working this time because people are wising up.
Well, that you can sum up Donald Trump and his popularity in America with one word: disagree with his position, agree with his position. It doesn't matter. He's resonating because of one word: truth.
Right.
He's not lying about it.
Right.
Like what he's saying or not, he's not going to lie.
Right. And that's what we need. You know, again, I'm not a big Trump fan, but you know something? Would we seriously consider another Clinton or Bush? That's what they're pushing down our throats, the media, whether it's Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. I mean, Hillary Clinton is under investigation for criminal activity by the FBI, and they're still considering her as a candidate at this point viable for the highest. I think she's running now just because that's the thing that's going to save her from, getting indicted.
She's committed treason. She did not provide the security for personnel. She sat and watched as four Americans died. She sent the intelligence to the people that killed them. Hey,
where's
what do you want?
Where's the media? Go ahead and hit the play button here. Let's continue with this.
Donald Trump possibly be less trustworthy than these lying politicians. I'll hang up and listen. You know, in our last episode, we were trying to figure out the last conservative achievement by the Republican Party.
Bueller.
What's the point of winning elections? Or more specifically, what's the point of voting? You know, the pendulum is supposed to swing back and forth. But we keep going to the left and to the left and to the left. We even have language police now. Hate speech. You're being divisive. You need to apologize. Screw that!
Mr. Trump's language is divisive.
Go away, little girl. Go away.
Go back to Saudi Arabia.
Our Republican Party, they're not just allowing the Democrats to steamroll our Bill of Rights. They're helping us. You know what? We're sick of it. We're sick of being lied to, but now we're scared for our children. Ted Cruz calls these guys campaign conservatives. They promise conservatism.
The best interest of the country would be achieved by pulling out Obamacare root and branch, and let me tell you why. Obamacare that passed by one vote, not a single Republican voted for it. We, by the way, had a vote in the Senate the other day on repeal. Every Republican in the Senate voted to repeal it. Of course, that's not enough right now. We need a majority.
But without fail, they deliver the socialist Democrat agenda, lock, stock, and freaking barrel.
They didn't even fight.
There are millions of us.
Yeah, go ahead and stop it there,
GOP
Bob.
Voters for decades.
Go ahead and stop it, yeah. I mean, there's what we're talking about. They said we get the majority, we'll start defunding this. They haven't. Have they defunded one program?
I'll give them one thing. They did defund some of the IRS.
Yeah, they cut back their budget. Didn't defund them. As far as I'm concerned, we need to go back to the original model. What the heck is that?
It's a weekly test by the...
This is the FCC?
Yeah.
Is this the FCC working in conjunction with the NSA on behalf of the HSA for the FBI?
Yes, and the rest of the alphabet.
Is that on the QT?
Yeah.
That's the EAS.
This is the EAS?
The Emergency Alert System.
Do they work with the FFA?
Which replaced the Emergency Broadcasting System, which actually worked.
Wow, so this one doesn't work.
Well, we don't know. when a real disaster comes along, we'll find out.
Wow, we won't know if there's an emergency broadcasting system that works until we have an emergency. Wow, that's comforting. That sounds like another government plan.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, go ahead and keep rolling the video here, because I want to just keep talking about this.
Yeah. Just as the Democrat Party's taking the black vote for granted, the Republican Party is doing the same thing to conservatives. They lie to our face and smile while they're doing it. That's why Donald Trump's resonating. Donald Trump's our middle finger. And it happens to be a very successful middle finger, too. And you know what? We're not being fooled. We don't give a damn what his positions were in the past. We don't care. He says he's evolved. You know what? We'd rather give him the benefit of the doubt than to ever trust this GOP again. They attack conservatives more than they do Democrats.
You have blamed mistakes of the past, and you have blamed the Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?
Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat.
We have to build up our military. We have to take care of our vets. And we have to have the finest armament. We have to have the finest military and equipment anywhere in the world by a factor of 10. We have to be protected. We have to be so tough and so strong and so smart that nobody will ever mess with us.
Go ahead and shut that down, Bob. Okay, so here's the only guy that's really saying that we need to have strength in our military. He's not saying we need to bomb everybody. He's not saying we need to go to war. He's saying that we need to be strong enough to defend ourselves.
Yeah, and that our enemies know in their heart that if you act against the United States of America, it's going to cost you your life.
Gee, has that been happening lately? Oh, they're gonna up the drone strikes in all these Middle East countries again, and
they're going to send hundreds of billions of dollars to the number one world sponsor of terrorism.
Oh, wow!
To prevent war.
Oh yeah, and and they also got a little side deal going where they get to inspect themselves. This is, I mean, is John Kerry as dumb as Lurch, or does he look like Lurch?
No, John Kerry really is that stupid.
He is that stupid. I believe it. This guy has a hard time, chewing gum and riding a bike.
The only reason the Democratic Party keeps John Kerry around is for somebody to make Al Gore look smart.
So we got Lurch and the vampire.
Yeah.
So yeah, or Dracula, whatever you want to call him.
Well, if you're a hotel maid and it comes to Al Gore, I believe they call him the fondler.
No, that's Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. There's another one. Creepy,
yeah.
Uncle,
hey,
Joe.
So on the Democratic side, wow, we get a choice between Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Hillary Clinton.
Hey, I'll give it to Bernie Sanders. At least he's not lying about the fact he's a commie.
Yeah. Well, and then, they're saying that Bernie Sanders is left of Hillary.
How so? How's he left of Hillary? They're all cut from the same cloth. They want to subjugate free men into government programs, and that's what I was talking about. When I said you can't depend on government. If you want to stay free, then by God, you better get yourself off the doles. I don't care what it is. I mean, some people are entrenched, but you better start thinking about victory gardens. You better start thinking about, because what's coming down the pipe here is going to get real ugly. I mean, we haven't even hard. I think the stock market's going to crash another, 50-60%.
We are on the blended glide path.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
We're in recovery on the blended glide path. We're fine.
Oh, and these politicians, like, they would never lie to us about this stuff. They would never doctor the statistics. They would never twist and turn any of the truth and reality of what our economic situation is. They wouldn't dumb everybody down, have propaganda and I don't know. When was the last time we had the Minister of Propaganda? Oh, that was Goebbels. I'm sorry.
That's half true. The Republicans would never do that.
Banner's
vice president named Dick Cheney used to run Enron.
Oh, and Boehner and McConnell have been just on our team constantly. They have been voting their constituency.
If you don't listen to all the internet hype, and if you were actually sitting in a room with Boehner, you would see what a wonderful guy he is.
Oh yeah, but we can certainly depend on our media, because they'll inform us. They're the watchdogs of the government, and that's what they've been doing for the last 8 or 9 or 10 or 30 years. Really. There's like six media outlets. They're all owned by the same big corporations who've been owning our government for quite some time. Just ask our congressman here locally where he gets his money for his campaigns. Oh, but he hates that part. Oh, he washes his hands of it. Oh, I hate the part about the money. I don't even pick up the checks because I don't even want to see them. But we cash them anyway and put them into our campaign fund, even though they're from Monsanto and we always vote their way.
And then voted directly against my constituents for the guys that gave me the money that I hate.
Yeah. But we should shut up, because we're just too vocal about this. We're just loud. We're obnoxious. We're the uncouth, backwoods, podunk, knuckle-dragging guys who are uneducated, because we get all of our information from the internet instead of Fox News or MSNBC.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, it's worse than that.
So you actually agreed to that?
Yeah. I got no problem with that. That's exactly who I am.
Okay, well, I'll reserve judgment on myself for that one. Okay? I'm sorry to interrupt. But it is crazy.
Yeah. And that's...
I guess Abe Lincoln was the same, cut from the same cloth, though, because
exactly.
He was a backwoods...
Podunk.
Chopped wood all day and read by night, got his information on his own, wasn't spoon-fed any media crap, didn't watch MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and Fox News and Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly, he just, unbelievable.
Look at Andrew Jackson. Podunk, ignorant,
yeah.
Ornery.
Maybe that's you get the dumb frog award, you're so dumb you don't know that the truth is the truth. You're so dumb that when people tell you you can't, you don't believe them. When you're so dumb when people tell you you're uneducated, you don't believe them.
See,
you actually educate yourself.
I am too stupid to accept your BS.
Well, I guess we got a couple callers on the line. We should probably talk to them. Let's go with Billy Bob out in Palo Cedro first. How's it going, Billy?
Hey, great. You guys are way too funny. I always appreciate your show, Mark. Again, this situation is so serious, as you guys have been indicating. And I only wanted to bring up one illustration of how absolutely inadequate the Democratic Party is in this country, and they still maintain power. And they've got a queer... The 73-year-old senator, Bernie Sanders, communist, that's one of them, and he is queer. Have you seen his 46-year-old boyfriend?
Nice.
Oh, how's that going to look in the White House?
Well,
and then we got Hillary Clinton, and she's a crook. Oh, brother Bill or hubby Bill, he'll make sure everything goes haywire. And then we got some Irish flake senator somewhere, but... That's all they can put up.
Well,
and we've got 17 incredible Republican candidates. All of them are just, I mean, they're fabulous. And that should show the Democrats that are listening to this show, hopefully, that, hey, they're on the wrong side of the coin. So I'll let you guys go. Great show.
All right, thanks,
well,
Billy.
One thing I was thinking about the Democrats, and I was thinking about it on kind of a personal level. A great deal of liberals are self-loathing and self-righteous. How does that even work in conjunction with each other?
I don't know. It's kind of like being
I can't imagine living like that.
It's kind of like being a gay communist Muslim, transvestite. I don't know.
Yeah, I hate everything about myself and where I come from and everything about everything. I hate it because I'm self-loathing, but I'm going to be very self-righteous about that self-hate. Wow.
It doesn't compute, you know. But in fairness, I'm not too enthralled with a lot of the Republicans. I mean, no. I got to say, they're a lot better than the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats are just out now. But these establishment Republicans like Santorum and Ryan, and I don't even know who's all running. You know, I mean.
Well, even on our state level, we got some real dirtbags. Yeah. Like our local senator here, Ted Gaines. I'm sorry, that guy's a dirtbag.
There you go.
You know, he slithers off of his tennis court in Sacramento maybe once or twice a year to come and remind himself what his constituents look like in the North.
Well, and he doesn't even care about the one man, one vote thing. I mean, what he wants is
he's a slave trader.
Yeah, he wants, and that's how these guys stay in power. You know, what's happening is we've got Republicans that aren't Republicans that are actually Democrats that run as Republicans because in their district, if they're in a conservative district, we just tell everybody Republicans and then we vote with the Democrats anyway.
Well, if you look at really what someone like Ted Gaines is doing, when he says, I believe in one man, one vote, I believe in counting illegal aliens, I believe in these things, what he is helping to perpetuate is a government that issues its rights to the people,
right,
instead of believing in a document that prevents the government from taking the rights away. And when you have a class of basically what they're doing with illegal aliens is they're setting them up as a secondary class of citizen that is fully dependent on the government for their rights. And that's a government that can take those rights away from them at any time. That's indentured servitude. I'm sorry, Ted Gaines, you dirtbag. You're a slave trader.
Well, that's the issue, and that was the issue that the Founding Fathers said, and that has been happening for thousands of years, is government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. Now, that doesn't mean to say that government's never been, you know, never done any good, but the government that governs best, that governs least, only started in 1776. Before that, government controlled everything across the board in every country. So we're the grand experiment, and we're going right back to total government control, and look what's happening. I think we have a caller on the line from Bernie. Or no, yes, it's Bernie, and I think that's Andrew. Are you there,
yes,
Andrew?
Yeah. Hey, do you guys hear the soundbite alert? I mean, Kerry, saying we don't pass a TPP and Congress approve it, that the United States dollar will lack or cease being the reserve currency. That's very telling. And I look at the events of this last week with the markets, you know, China naturally, and then our slide and our big drop, 531 on Friday. I wonder what's going to happen Monday. And I realize the markets do go up and down, but we're on a fiat currency. It's fake. It's invisible. It's not real. And I think we're about 4 weeks ahead of schedule on the collapse I think is coming in September, which is possibly now August.
Well, you could be right. I'm not going to weigh in on that yet till I see the evidence. I know the collapse is coming. I'm just not sure which day. But you could be right. This could be the big one. But they could try to pump it up again. But I think the QE and the quantity,
they're out of tools.
That's exactly right. So it's not working anymore. And so it's just like any fake economy. Sooner or later, reality sets its ugly head in.
You guys are both nuts. It's temporary turbulence on the blended. On
the blended glide
path. Okay. Yeah. It's a temporary correction. It will be right back to where we are. We'll avoid the turbulence because we have eliminated our exposure to the volatility of the market.
Here's one for you. Okay. There's a worldwide run on gold and silver. Okay. Right now. Okay. try to find silver available in stock right now. It's very limited supply. Almost everything's out of stock. Everything is what's called in backwardation. People are paying more now instead of the future, so that, you know, you're having to order it farther and farther and farther out on the delivery dates. But that doesn't even matter in the media at all, even though that's a huge story, and it's a very telling on what our dollar is doing and what the People's Fear Index is doing. But they don't report it at all. Now, we've only got we've only got 30 seconds left, Andrew, and then we're going to get cut off because it's the top of the hour. So if you got anything else to add, do it quick.
Oh, just on that point there, the Mint quit printing silver eagles or manufacturing a month and a half ago.
Canadian Mint's out.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. All right.
While the price of silver drops in defiance of every economic law in existence.
It's just a coincidence that the high-speed algorithms are controlling everything until it doesn't. With that, we go to a break.
Here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Talks continue today aimed at diffusing rising tensions between the Koreas. Here's Connie Lawn.
The two Koreas menace each other across the narrow DMZ, and 28,000 American troops could be caught in the middle of any hostilities. South Korea and the U.S. are conducting military exercises. They use loudspeakers to taunt the brutal communist North. The North lobs missiles, explosives, and has wounded two South Korean soldiers. The armistice between the two nations could rupture any time. Connie Lawn, SRN News, Washington.
Former President Jimmy Carter has taught two Sunday school classes today in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, 3 days after receiving treatment for cancer.
This Thursday, they treated that with radiation, and I'm taking some additional medicine to stimulate my autoimmune system to fight against the cancer.
Carter briefly recapped details of his health and moved on to a lesson on faith, love, and personal relationships. At least 23 Iraqi soldiers and government-allied militiamen have died today in an attack by ISIS. Iraqi military and police officials say the extremists used suicide bombs and mortars in the attack north of Ramadi in the turbulent Anbar province. Authorities in France say the attacker on a train bound for Paris from Amsterdam last week had ties to radical Islam, may have traveled to Syria, and was on the radar of officials in at least three countries. They say Ayoub al-Khazani, a Moroccan, remains in custody after being subdued by three Americans and a Briton. Flames moving away from populated centers, firefighters gaining a little bit of an upper hand on a series of giant wildfires in north-central Washington state today. The blazes still cover more than 355 square miles. They have killed three firefighters. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
Iranian state television says British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond reopened the British embassy in Tehran today, nearly 4 years after it was closed following an attack by hardliners. Hammond arrived in Tehran early today to attend the reopening ceremony. The Deputy Foreign Minister, Majid Takat, tells state television that the Iranian embassy in London has been reopened and the two embassies will operate now at the charge d'affaires level. Thousands of migrants have boarded trains and buses in Macedonia, taking them one step closer to the European Union. This is the day after they stormed past police trying to block them from entering the country from Greece. The migrants boarded the trains and buses that took them to the border with Serbia before heading farther north toward EU member Hungary. Yesterday, thousands of them rushed past the Macedonian officers who had been guarding the border for 3 days. Dozens of people were hurt as they leapt over barbed wire or ran across a field without a fence. This is SRN News. Bluebell Creameries will resume distributing ice cream to selected markets in Texas and Alabama this month after halting sales following a listeria contamination.
The Brenham, Texas-based company plans to re-enter parts of 15 states in five phases. The first phase, which begins August 31st, will include the Brenham, Houston, and Austin areas in Texas, as well as the Birmingham and Montgomery areas in Alabama. In April, Blue Bell voluntarily recalled all products after its treats were linked to 10 listeria illnesses in four states, including three deaths in Kansas.
SRN's Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, August 3rd, the 235th day of 2015. There are 130 days left. On this date in history, 1305, Scottish rebel leader Sir William Wallace was executed by the English for treason. And on this date in 1775, Britain's King George III proclaimed the American colonies to be in a state of, quote, open and avowed rebellion. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, second half of the hour on a three-hour slot, so I guess that's
the second third.
The second of the third. It's like three-quarters in a four-quarter, three-quarter game in a football, no? No, it has three-quarters. There's no games that have three-quarters.
Hockey.
Hockey has three-quarters?
Yeah, three periods.
Well, that's just how much I know about hockey.
And two intermissions.
It's a fantastic game. That's how life ought to work.
The only thing
you
I know
knock
about
the crap out of somebody that really needs it. You go sit in the box for 5 minutes, and then you go back to playing
the only
the
thing
game.
I know about hockey is you better be on a good dental plan.
I love hockey. It's a fantastic game.
Wow. So here we are. And we were just talking about the gold and silver thing, how the price keeps going down. Does anybody believe that that is going to be sustainable? It's like you can't make this stuff up. It's just like saying that we're in recovery. Sooner or later, reality is going to poke its head up. And you can't, you know, why is the government telling us over and over and over again in the media, they're telling us over and over and over again that gold and silver are bad investments because, oh, yeah, you know, that's some archaic, barbaric metal that has no real value. And if you ask Ben Bernanke, is gold money? And he goes, nah, it's not really money. That's why we store it all in huge bars for thousands.
I absolutely agree with the government. Gold and silver are worthless. People, please stop buying it. Maybe that way I could find some to buy myself.
Yeah, has anybody noticed that it's getting harder and harder to get? By the time the run gets here, you know, by the time everybody wakes up, there will be none available, and your paper dollars are going to get worth less and less and less. Exponentially, that's where we're headed. You can believe me or not, but all I'm trying to tell you is this: to protect yourself. I mean, when you see a headline like divers dig up 300-year-old gold coins worth $4.5 million. Now, let me think. If that was paper money, would that be holding a store value over time? See, because these 350 gold coins are worth $300,000 each. Wow, I bet we could do that in the stock market. No, I don't think so.
I know how you do it. You get a whole bunch of cash, and you sink it for 50 years while you drive inflation. and then you dig up this big pile of cash and reintroduce it to the currency to drive deflation at the same time, therefore temporarily revaluing your dollar, which you can use to buy gold.
Well, and if you're in the Confederate States of the Union, that might work. Not.
Yeah. Didn't it work for them?
I guess the ones that buried the gold and silver coins actually came out. No, it doesn't. This fiat currency system never works. It always fails every single time. There's never been one example in history of a fiat currency system with no backing ever not imploding. This is what happened in Greece, in China, in Rome. This is what happened to the Romans. They kept devaluing their silver coins until they were nothing but pot metal.
And they started issuing scrip.
Yeah. You know, and in the meantime, there's what's called Gresham's Law. If you're not familiar with Gresham's Law, look it up. What that says is that bad money drives out good. What that means is that when you're passing script or notes that are worthless, people start saving stuff that's worth something, like gold and silver, that never, ever lose their value. Even though their price is being manipulated right now to the point of stupidity, does anybody actually believe that sell silver for under the cost that it takes to mine it for very long? Well, why do they want you out of the metals? Because you can't be controlled unless you're in the currency. You can't be because you can take the precious metals and you can hide them away from the government, out of the banking system. They will always retain their value over time, over a long period of time. Thus, 350 gold coins from a 1715 shipwreck turn into $300,000 each because they become more valuable over time.
Nonsense. It's just crazy talk.
Just crazy talk, yeah. I know. I went.
And there's a way around the gold and silver shortage. You can buy a coupon that says that it's good for redeemable for a certain amount of silver.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I guess the fact that they've been, you know, counterfeiting those coupons to the point of, you know, right now on the gold issue at the COMEX, I mean, they've issued 100, last time I checked, it was like 124 ounces of paper with only 1 ounce of gold backing it. So when everybody who thinks they have actual physical gold try to claim it when this whole run starts to happen, are going to find out they have a big wad of paper, going to be a problem.
Are you trying to tell me that for every 124 people holding a certificate worth an ounce of gold, only one of those people are going to get it, that 123 people are going to be standing there with a piece of paper?
Yeah, first come, first serve. Check out the inventories, people. Check out the COMEX. Do your homework. You know, don't take my word for it, but if you don't get something put into some actual tangible assets that are worth something instead of the banking system and the paper and depending on the government to take care of you, you are in deep trouble.
Call us at 605-4567, and iRed will sell you a coupon for silver.
There you have it. So we probably want to go ahead, and let's continue with our Joe Dan Gorman here. We got a caller that is calling in, but we need to continue with Joe Dan Gorman here a little bit, and then we'll keep talking.
Our economy's in the toilet. Our sovereignty is non-existent. Our borders are wide open, and our Constitution is being used as toilet paper. And despite every bit of this, us dumb hillbillies in the South and in the flyover states, we understand something. We understand that failure is not an option. Our children's future's at stake. And we're on an unsustainable trajectory. If we don't change directions, and soon, according to top economists, we're facing certain economic collapse. And ain't nobody big enough to bail us out. And, of course, we all know the new definition of insanity is to keep voting for the GOP every election and expect them to keep their word.
I suck the pull of a sprint, and time keeps dragging on.
Or maybe we're just not sophisticated enough to appreciate being lied to year after year, election after election, decade after decade.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
$24 million viewers did not tune in to the debate to see Jeb Bush or Megyn Kelly Curry or Chris Wallace sporting his new Rick Perry's. They tuned in for Donald Trump. Eyeballs. Millions. Eyeballs that would otherwise be elsewhere are tuning into the GOP debate, including Latinos and blacks.
Leave my man Donald Trump the hell alone.
And the elites and the GOP want to kick him out? The GOP is telling one of the most popular candidates in the history of the world, we don't want you. Go away.
Same thing they did to Ron Paul.
Of course, the media couldn't be happier to hell. And I'm telling you, when you have the liberal media so eagerly teamed up with some of the conservative media, including Fox News, it cannot possibly be good for America. Shenanigans are afoot.
Go ahead and stop it there, Bob. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Melody, are you there? Hello. Melody, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, Melody. How the heck are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Well, the fun never stops in my world.
Yeah, me too.
What you got, Melody?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're on the air. Tell us what you got.
All right. Well, my name's Melody Fowler, and I'm the regional coordinator for the SB 277 referendum that basically is trying to put the power back to the people to have health decisions for their children. The SB 277 was written into law June of this year, of this summer. Governor Brown had 2 weeks to make a decision on the bill, and he signed it within 24 hours, even with lots of protests and letters and outrage. Senator Pan from District 6 is the one who actually put it into law, and he is currently being recalled. And
that would be the same Senator Pan whose top three campaign donors are pharmaceutical companies that manufacture these vaccines?
Exactly. That's the guy. A former pediatrician, or he's still practicing pediatrician. And so there's usually a 90-day window for referendums, and so we have till the end of September to get signatures. Statewide, we need 385,000 signatures. A lot of people confuse this movement that we are anti-vaccine, but that's not the case at all. We are strictly pro-parental rights. We believe that it's a parent's choice to choose what medical procedures are best for their children. This new law takes that right away from parents. Totally removes it. There is a rare medical exemption that parents can get, but it's really difficult to obtain. So in the past, we've had religious and belief exemptions, and California is actually one of the highest vaccinated states with 98% of the populace vaccinated. Only 2% were belief and exemption, health exemptions.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Joanne Thorpe on the radio here this next week or the week after. I've got her number here. And so we're going to try to get her in here and explain more about this. But, you know, the real thing is here that, you know, can we trust our government to administer our health to us without our approval or permission? And, you know, that's exactly the opposite of what the Constitution said. And there's a reason for that, because what happens when you get bad government in place? You know, would you like to hand over your vaccine and your health care to somebody like, say, I don't know, Adolf Hitler? And people, oh, that's an extreme example, but not really.
No, it's not really.
It's well, go ahead, Bill.
Yes, and number 11 on the actual bill says any other, any other procedure that the department deems necessary. So, I mean, that's giving up a lot of. I mean, you have no say in the matter. You have no.
So if the Health and Human Services Department decides that your kid needs Ritalin, you're not allowed to say no.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is if we're giving up all exemption rights, then yeah. And a lot of people think it's just public school kids, but it's private, it's charter, it's daycare centers, you name it. Everyone's affected by this new law, and the only ones who are not affected are homeschooled children who are not in a classroom atmosphere. So even though private schools do not receive federal dollars, they're being told by the government that they have to abide by this new law.
Well, you know, I'm at the point now where it's like I'm telling the government to pound sand. You know,
yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't care. You can put me in jail. You can do whatever you got to do. Or I'm moving to another country, whatever it takes. But my kids, we're not doing it anymore. We're not complying. You can't make us because we are free people who make our own decisions. And, you know, because what happens when you get somebody like, I don't know, say a Mengele or something in power, or a Valerie Jarrett, or a Rahm Emanuel,
or a government agency that's willing to shove a tube up a child's nose and pump them full of diesel particulates that they claim there's no safe level of exposure for because it causes cancer.
Oh, didn't that just happen not too long ago?
Yeah.
That was the EPA, wasn't it, down in...
Yeah, in violation of the Nuremberg Code that was created because the Nazis used to do things like that.
Oh, that could never happen here because they don't... why not?
Yeah, and like you said, I'm to the point, I do not consent, I do not comply.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not paying my taxes if that's what it takes. I'm not, you know, put me in jail. I'm not shutting up. If I have to go down and get arrested at the local board of supervisors meeting or the city council, hey, I'm fine because they can't arrest us all. And if they do, the jails are so full that they have to let us go, and the court systems are going to be clogged because the real deal there is that they are out of control, they are out of line, and they need to be put in their places as the servants of the people, not the rulers of the people, and the better get it soon because there will be blood in the streets over this if this doesn't get stopped.
Yeah.
Right, so. And I just wanted, I mean, and this is where my thing about this referendum is it's kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people. I speak to new people all the time. They're just like, oh my gosh, I never thought our government would do this. And so they're either being open to, you know, the government overreach in every area of our lives, but our health is critical. And with the vaccination, you know, it is a medical procedure and it has risks. And we, you know, with that risk, we have informed consent to decline or to go take that risk. And with this new law, we do not have that option. And so, people are joining this movement every day. We get new volunteers all the time. The problem is we have to get those signatures, and we need to get them turned in. Our window is short. It's small. We need to get this done in just a few short weeks here. I'm in the process of getting some banners made to put around town. We have businesses that
Where can people go to sign the signatures?
They can go sign at the Chiropractic First. Dr. Todd Royce is joining. HealthWise Chiropractic, Dr. Maria Salas is on board. Dr. Evan Dean, if I think that's how you say his name, on the Tree of Life Holistic Wellness.
That's Arendelle.
Arendelle. Yes, he is on board. The Celestine Center for Healing, her name's Liv Thompson. She has petitions there, so those four places right now are...
I know you can get them at the Tea Party, too, on Monday night. So Monday night,
yes,
at 2570, absolutely, 2570 South Bonneview, the Tea Party. So we don't care if you like the Tea Party, don't like the Tea Party. If you are not in favor of the government taking away your right to choose for your child on what they inject into their body, then show up there, sign the petition, and leave. But, you know, whatever you got to do.
Tomorrow we're doing an earlier, a 5 o'clock training. If you want to become a volunteer and get signatures, every petition has 14 signatures, and you need to register with the main website too that Tim Donnelly put into effect. It's sb277referendum.com. Go on there, sign up to be registered to be a volunteer, watch a short training video, and then we'll retrain you, or at least walk, you know, through any questions you still have tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Is that going to be at the Tea Party, Melody?
Yes, at 5
o'clock. Okay, at 5 o'clock. Cool. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
thank
thanks for calling in, Melody. You got anything else?
No, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, no problem, Melody. What a gal. All right, that's Melody, and we like Melody a lot.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So anyway.
And just I wanted to throw one more thing in there because to kind of bring it home is, what would you say if somebody showed up at your house and said, hey, I'm going to mix together this formaldehyde, this mercury.
Monkey pus.
Some monkey pus, some dead baby
human.
Baby human tissue. I'm going to put all this in a jar, and then I'm going to shoot you full of it 40 times.
And if their name just happens to be Stuart Smalley or Barney Frank or what the hell is Stuart Smalley's really name? I can't even remember.
Al Franken.
So if they tell you it's good because they're from the government, that's fine, right? Because the government, here's the thing. Once you get elected, all of a sudden you're smarter than everybody else because you got elected and everybody voted for you, and now you know more than everybody else in the world, and so you should mandate everything for everybody because you're an elected official, and all of a sudden your brain just grew intensely.
And doggone it, people like me.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy is that? You know, if we don't know what's in it, or we don't trust what's in it, should we trust our government to trust what's in it?
Well, that's because we have absolutely no history of our government lying or covering up anything, right?
Oh, what about the spill in Colorado? Did that make the mainstream news? I'm not sure. Yeah, kind of a
whoops.
Kind of a problem.
Right?
Yeah. So they spilt like a tons of heavy metals out of a mine in the Animas River in Colorado. It's wiped out the river for who knows how long.
Yeah, they killed the river.
EPA, and of course, that's because it was for our own good. Nobody's fired. No culpability. Doesn't really make the mainstream news. Google it. And really, they're not covering anything up, and they would never lie to us, really. No, they wouldn't twist the market. They wouldn't twist the employment numbers. They wouldn't twist the recovery. They wouldn't twist anything. They wouldn't twist the fact that he wasn't born here in the town. Oh, I'm sorry. That's taboo too. You want to talk about his birth certificate because then you're a right wing nut job that, you know, even though he's covering up all his records and we don't even know who he is, he couldn't be a Manchurian candidate because the mainstream would have reported it, except they don't report anything. So how would we even know?
Are you talking about the non-citizen Kenyan Muslim communist that can actually trace his religious roots all the way back to the Hashishin back in the original Muslim caliphate?
I think he might even be gay. Not that that's bad. I'm just saying. We don't even know who this guy is.
Well, you know, Michelle does have some shoulders on
her. Well, and she's packing a package. I mean, seriously. Have you seen some of these photos? That's not camel toe.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not trying to make any judgments here as much as I'm just saying, I don't know because nobody's telling us anything. They're lying about everything. I don't know about chemtrails. I don't know if they're real. I don't know. I mean, I know that they happen. I can see them with my own eyes, and nobody tells us anything. So the media won't report crap on anything.
There you go.
Yeah. So how do we know that we haven't got the Manchurian candidate, Muslim, communist, dictator-in-chief, you know, from a foreign country?
No, I've actually seen enough evidence that I am comfortable that in making that as a statement of fact, that he is a Muslim, he is a communist, he is from Kenya, if his father is who he thinks he is. I'm not sure which, if it's not,
but they're both communists. You got Frank, what's his name?
And yeah,
Frank Marshall Davis, whatever his name is. He's a devout communist too, who was his mentor. Okay, but there's no way that, and he went to 20 years to Reverend Wright's church. He was a theologian, nightmare, but he didn't agree with him anyway, because I always go to church on Sunday to a place where I absolutely disagree with the pastor for 20 years because it's what I'm going to do.
A pastor that makes David Farrakhan look warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, the only thing, we ought to have the clip there with Eddie Murphy, kill the white man or kill the white boy. Yeah, I mean, they talk about this constantly, but we're the extremists. We're the extremists. We're the guys that just want freedom, want our kids protected, you know, want safe schools, want legal immigration, and want the Constitution and the rule of law to be observed with dignity and respect. And we want to have all this for all people across the board. I don't care what race, creed, color, whatever you are. Yeah. That's what we want. And we're the freaking extremists.
And to know that liberty is secured for my children.
Wow, you bastard. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
I think you can get away with that one.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. I like that. I'm going to use that more.
If anybody gives you a hard time, I'll just tell them I don't know who my father is.
I think we have, but we're just bombastic, you know. I mean, that's the next thing is, oh, they're just bombastic. They're ignorant knuckle draggers from the backwoods who've never read a book. I don't know.
What do you think we have to do back there in the woods with no power?
I guess, you know, Abe Lincoln, I'm not that I'm Abe Lincoln. I'm not even comparing myself, but I guess because Abe Lincoln read books, he was a big knuckle dragger too?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the fact that
here's the thing about, and we're goofy about it. We make light of it. We're sarcastic about it. But I'm sorry, at this point, it's either a sense of humor or a roof and a rifle.
Yeah,
I've got to go the sarcastic route.
We got Peter on the line, and then we got to get to our guest. So, Peter, hurry up, because we got our guest calling in.
I think you put up with me a second time. Listen, mate, you're wrong on going elsewhere. There is nowhere else to go after America.
That's exactly
Absolutely
right.
Absolutely nowhere. This is the last bastion, mate.
Oh, well, I heard that there's a little condo down in Antarctica that has a space to go to, but, you know, it's not...
You tried making your own beer down in Antarctica?
Yeah, because, well, you know, it's a little rough during the winter. You don't get to see the sun for like 8 months at a time, but you're safe.
I listen, I had to admire Michelle's shoulders last night on TV. I was watching Newsmax, and there was a guy on there that's very well known. I don't know his name. And he was saying that Michelle Obama and Valerie Jarrett, after Obama pulls out of the White House, they're going to go to Spain together and France for a couple of years in an apartment. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
That was on Newsmax last night.
Yeah, I heard that. I haven't verified or vetted that. Again, you got to be careful because...
Oh, I thought I had a good pair of shoulders till I looked at hers last night. Listen,
You know, the other side of that, Peter, is I'm not, you know, you might not have as many cojones as she has either.
Well, she's got a set of shoulders like a power forward from the NBA and a wingspan of an albatross.
I saw an email during the week from a very notable historian. He had a PhD out of Harvard at 1969, which doesn't necessarily mean a lot to me, but I love historians. Normally they're more honest than most of these academics, but he's got a tremendous a lot of experience behind him, and he stated that the Federal Reserve just printed $2 trillion, and no one can find out where it went or who it's for, and that's our bloody money. We got to pay that off.
Yeah. Well, it's not really our money, Peter. It's their money. And that's why it says Federal Reserve notes on them, and that's why they charge interest because...
Yeah, but we just pay it off.
Yeah, we just get to pay it off. See, this is how it works in the big casino with the big banks, is if they have a profit, they get to keep it. If they have a loss, then we pay for it. That's how this works.
Hey, listen, mate. Listen, we don't want you down Antarctica, mate. You're in the best there is for whatever it is. There's nowhere else in the world worth going, mate.
Can you get flood insurance on an igloo?
I don't know.
You know, we should be down there.
We need to play from Frozen. You know, Let It Go, Never Let It Go. My little granddaughter listened, and the cold never bothered
and
me.
Seriously, anymore. With Michelle Obama, I mean, not being mean, just being honest, she's got shoulders like a linebacker. She's got the wingspan of an albatross. I mean, she's practically a pterodactyl.
Okay, we're going to let that go. And thanks for calling, Peter. Do we have our guest on the line?
No, we need to take a break so we can line him up.
Okay, very good.
And we should probably mention when we come back the real problem with the Federal Reserve and the debt being frozen for the last 150 days and what
that
means.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that story up. We should have time towards the end of the show with that. So with that, we're going to KCNR 1460 you're home of the Free Fire. You can call in here 530-605-4567 or go to KCNR1460.com and get on the chat room, and we'll be right back.
When my life has passed me by, I'll lay around and wonder why you were always there for me. One way, in the eyes of a passerby, I'll look around.
culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far Northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
The Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Greece on Saturday, September 12th at 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Taste of Greece is an evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, entertainment, live auction, and music with the Pat Karch Quartet. Benefiting the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. To reserve your seat or table, call 246-0146 and learn more at ShastaLibraryFoundation.org.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
View 202 has something new and exciting you won't want to miss. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu, along with some of your old favorites. Try a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast. Every Sunday through September, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Mimosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, located at 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. And donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Nobody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the issue.
ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars.
We're back. Yeah, I like that. And I don't care for too much rap, but I like that. You got a big L on your forehead, you know. And that's what they ought to do on the candidates. It'd be like the scarlet letter, you know. Yeah, you say something stupid, they tap, they stick an L to your forehead, you know.
Yeah. Like you only get so many letters before you're out.
Yeah, it's like playing horse at the hoops.
Yeah.
You know? You get the loser, and you're out of here, you know. We got so many candidates, though, it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah, you should look up that clip, Bob, from Billy Madison. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that one.
We can play that one a little bit later. You'll like it.
Yeah. Okay, so we have on the line, we have Richard, and his name is pronounced Megradichian, I believe. And he is a political entrepreneur, a political pundit, expert on conservative pop culture. And, he's a creator and manager of America's most patriotic rock band, Madison Rising, and named in honor of James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, and a key author of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Madison Rising is on a mission to reignite authentic American culture through great rock music. Now, I'm going to have to hear some of this stuff. I don't know if I have it.
Oh, you got to hear Madison Rising's version of the Star Spangled Banner. It's
nice.
Amazing.
I haven't heard it. So this is new stuff for me, but we'll have to look into it and maybe get some of it played on the show. Are you there, Rich?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm in New York, so it's closer to 2 o'clock. But I know you're out in Reading. I used to live out in that area, so I know it well.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're out here. I think it's only going to hit like 100 today. Maybe not quite 100, but it's been pretty warm, other than being on the beach. But maybe you can tell our audience a little bit about yourself and why are you in New York? Is that where you live?
Yeah, that's where I live. And now that I'm working in the media industry, it's sort of the best place to be at the moment. So I grew up in New York, spent several, probably 15 years living out in California. I actually went to college down in Southern California, and then I lived up in the Bay Area for a while, did some technology startups. But I'm very familiar with Reading, Mount Shasta,
cool.
Chico State, very fun place to visit.
So you know
I know the area up there.
So you know we're not quite, you know, anything south of Sacramento is not really the state of Jefferson. We're a little different breed up here, and as you can, the country's different, everything. As you know that we're a little more on the conservative slant up here.
Right, yeah, and I actually heard while I was on hold a commercial on your station about the, I guess there's a proposition or a bill in place to split California into a few different states. I'm not sure the exact structure, but I think that the time has come for that to be seriously considered.
Yeah.
We're working very diligently at it. We actually have 8 of the northern counties so far signed on for the split, and we believe we've got 4 to 6 in the hopper here real quick.
So it's happening.
Yeah,
we actually might be able to achieve it. And I think, you know, it's about representation is the problem. We have no representation up here in the North State anymore. We got one guy, you know, for the whole North State. And, you know, L.A. County has 33 or something. Outrageous. So they vote in taxes that we pay and they don't. You know, the fire tax, for example. And so it's just unconscionable. And, I mean, that's what the founders revolted on was no representation.
Right. Well, I mean, for California, it's even deeper than the tax issue. I mean, you got the water issue, which is becoming more and more of a problem. You've got sort of the political correctness, which is a cultural issue, but it starts affecting the legal system, which becomes a big problem. You have the language issue, the official languages of the state, and then you also have all sorts of other secondary effects. For example, all the electoral votes that are tied up in California. California were to break up into two states, you'd free a third of your electoral votes to go towards, conservative political candidates, which could make a major swing in presidential elections. So the repercussions are huge.
Well, they are huge, you know, and just the fact that even if we don't split the state, if we go back to the model pre-64 of Reynolds versus Sims and get back to where each county has a representative, you know, as opposed to by populations, it could change the dynamics of about around 30 states, because all of a sudden all of these blue states would turn red, and you would, possibly change the whole conservative outlook across the country from the rural perspective.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and something needs to be done, because the, my whole point of what I do is, to try to find ways to positively impact the culture, the American culture, and sort of show people and prove to people and help people believe that American culture is still alive and well. And the way I'm doing that initially is through Madison Rising, which you guys have to play on the show sometime, some of our music. It's the Star Spangled Banner, which I think either you or your co-host mentioned. We did a rock rendition of that a couple of years ago, number one on iTunes, number one on Amazon.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Almost 7 million views on YouTube. We've opened for Aerosmith and Leonard Skinner and all sorts of major bands with that song. So we play all sorts of military festivals. We're actually going on tour to Japan in about 2 weeks to play a lot of bases out there. But people are picking up on what we do, and it's really having an impact in terms of reminding people, of American pride, and also as a way to get messages out in a way that's palatable to people rather than jarring.
Well, absolutely. You know, we're going to make sure we get some of this played. I'm actually Googling it while we speak here, because I'm not sure if I've heard it or not. But, we will put you on the spot. I think Bob's over there Googling it as well, and we might even play it today here if we get a chance. But
which track are we talking about?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, he's got it pulled up. Yeah, we'll have to do it when we go out to the next commercial. I think that we're seeing across the board an awakening the conservative, and I hate, I say conservative because it's not the Republican Party anymore, because, all of the things that they espoused to be for, they've actually not been, true to the, to their beliefs, or they have an agenda bought and paid for. I'm not sure what it is. Stupid. I don't take your pick, but the GOP has really, betrayed, the conservative, movement, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, and I think your opinion, I definitely second the opinion, because we work with, we're sort of in a unique position. We work at sort of the intersection of the music industry and the political industry and the military and veterans group. So we see a lot from some fairly unique angles. And I can tell you right now that the infighting that goes on within the GOP or the Republican Party or whatever you want to call it is just asinine, it's infantile, it's a lot of backstabbing, and really what's holding us back is not the left, but ourselves.
Yep.
And that's true in terms of both working together, partnering up together, compromising, and also in terms of promoting the culture itself. I mean, the one thing the left, one argument they make, all their arguments are usually pretty superficial and shallow, and once you scratch the surface, there's nothing there. But the one argument they make is when they laugh at the right for not being able to have any presence in popular culture. And virtually every time the right tries to do something, it's a joke. And that's because they just don't know how to execute properly. So my whole premise is find the right way to execute properly. Use that medium to capture the hearts and minds of people and convince them through their own thought process, through their own culture, of what you're trying to say. Then when an issue comes along, they're already bought into that. Instead of the opposite being true, bought into the left ideology, and then when an issue comes along, all they do is laugh at it. You can buy all the TV commercials you want, but, spend all the money you want, another $1 billion in the presidential election, but someone's not going to change their mind because they saw a commercial when it believes something for 15 or 20 years already.
Well, see, that's, I have a great appreciation of what you're doing and your method of doing it, because especially among the younger generation like myself, I see a lot of kids that are almost ashamed to be an American because that's what they've been taught. And I see the entertainment industry as being a heavy influence on that and some of the things that they put out there. And I'm kind of curious, what is it like for you guys kind of being on the opposite side of that coin and kind of pushing against the anti-American agenda? Because I look at what I grew up with in the 90s and the 2000s compared to with what I grew up in like, say, the 1980s. And, you know, you kind of had a very American-centric thing. And, you know, you had movies like Rambo or Red Dawn or, you know, things that kind of made you proud to be an American or real gung-ho patriotic, and then it kind of shifted in the entertainment industry. It seems to, like, America's wrong, America's bad, they're responsible for all the ills in the world, you know, we're not a good people, and I'm kind of happy to see someone like you trying to push back against that.
Well, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to get more people out there to to promote political entrepreneurship, because really, the way the political process works, for the most part, is you have consultants. And the consultants, all they care about is trying to get, you know, their guy elected, whether it's to state assembly or president or secretary or whatever they're running for. Consultant, consultant, consultant. And the consultant breaks up the market into, you know, we can get this part, we get this part, we get these parts. Here are your talking points. Great. Let's try to win this election. That doesn't do anything. All you're doing is paying people out to try to deliver an election which you have to compromise to win. And once that money is spent. It's gone forever. But political entrepreneurship is different. You're taking that money and you're investing it into something, into a business, into a vehicle, into an asset that continues to reap dividends over time. Like, a great example of a political entrepreneur would be Breitbart. Breitbart created Breitbart News, mm-hmm. and that is, I mean, the guy is dead. The company is, you know, they're going along. They're not nearly where they were with him alive as the driving force, but he created something that's not just, you know, he takes $10 million, puts it in his pocket, and loses an election and goes off. Now there's a news outlet. Now there's a portal for people to get their opinions out or for news to get out there, which didn't exist before. Madison Rising is similar. We're a portal to get ideas and pro-American messages out there and ways to rally the youth and ways to thank our troops and ways to motivate our military, things like that. And those are what's valuable, and that's what we need more of.
Wow. So I was just looking up, you have a website, madisonrising.com, and so people can go there and look at what you're talking about here and see the Star Spangled Banner on the front page.
Well, I mean, your audience up in Reading probably would like a lot of our music. First song on our first album is a track called Right to Bear, and that's obviously about the Second Amendment, and we wrote that song pretty much in response to the Lynyrd Skynyrd song Saturday Night Special, which is an anti-gun song. And, you know, Skynyrd's a very patriotic, pro-American band, but, you know, the original members wrote that. They were, you know, 22, 23 years old. I mean, it was just a fun song.
Sure, and I mean, that's you know, way back in the day.
Now, what would it take to get Madison Rising to, say, come out to Reading or somewhere nearby and do a concert?
We tour all over the country. We were actually just up in Oregon about 4 weeks ago, Iowa, Idaho, a few weeks after that. But we could definitely talk off the air and try to put something together if you're interested.
Yeah, we're definitely interested.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with your music, and I think you would easily pack the house here. Easily.
Okay, cool. Yeah, give me a buzz. You know, when you want to talk in more detail, and then we can make something happen for sure.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, did I pronounce your name right? It's Megradichian. What is that? Is that Irish? Is that Indian? What is that?
No, it's definitely not Irish. It's Armenian.
Oh, Armenian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd never ever seen that before, and I just sitting here wondering. So Armenia, yeah, I have some friends who are Armenian, very devout Christians and really good people. Now, that's like in the Syrian area?
Well, it's technically Armenia is sort of between Turkey and Russia, sort of at the base of that Turkish peninsula. So it's in the Middle East. It's the first Christian country in the Middle East. So it's been trampled over back and forth over the centuries as the Christians and Muslims have fought. That's sort of been
the Crusaders
between the two.
When the Crusaders took Jerusalem and they set up the King of Jerusalem, the first Queen of Jerusalem was an Armenian.
Wow.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
So have you been here all your... I was going to say, have you been here all your life, Richard?
No. Well, I used to live out in California. I moved back about 6 or 7 years ago, but I am... Oh, you mean in the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've been in the U.S. my entire life, so I was born here, so... I am eligible to be president.
I thought you were being a little tongue-in-cheek on me there for a second.
No.
We have Terry on the line who has a question. Are you there with us, Terry?
I'm here. Richard, your music is amazing.
Thanks.
It is absolutely amazing. Your rendition of the Star Spangled Banner is the best I've ever heard. I've heard it 100 times, and every single time it makes me proud to be an American, and I get goosebumps every time. It is, you guys are amazing.
I feel like I've been living in a cave here, you know. I guess I probably heard it, and I just didn't know who it was, but wow.
Yeah, you guys definitely have to check it out. But, yeah, thanks for the feedback. That's what we're all about. It's to make people proud to be an American. And you know,
yeah, it really beats Hendrix's
version.
Music
is the most viral
sure.
thing out there.
It's even better than Dave Mustaine's version.
Wow. So do you have a question, Terry?
No, I just wanted to comment on that. I mean, I know there's radio programs that play his song every week, the Star Spangled Banner rendition. These guys are just amazing. Real patriots, you guys. That's all I've got to say, and thank you. Keep the music up. We love it.
All right, very good.
Thanks.
We
really appreciate that.
Very good. So,
by the way, we get hundreds of comments like that every day on Facebook, by email, on the videos themselves. So people are we're achieving our goal. You know, we're exciting people, we're making them proud to be Americans again, we're energizing them, and it's something that they can take and they can play on the beach and they could play at the gym and they could play at parties and they could share with friends, and that's how you spread a message, that's how you spread a movement. So, you know, not tweets and all that sort of stuff is great, but the energy, the bonding that you can do, and you know, in real time with people, with something like music and concerts and that sort of cultural phenomenon, that is really going to make a difference. And you know,
like,
I'm happy we're getting somewhere with it.
It's kind of like the old days, you know, the '60s movements, you know, with all of the people that came out of the woodwork that were kind of leftist and communist, and that's where we headed. But you know, you had Dylan and Baez, and now it's changing, and the pendulum swinging the other way. And you know, it's good to see that something like this is happening. That we're actually, you know, people are waking up to the fact that being free is a good thing, not government controlled, and being patriotic and understanding the Constitution are all great things that, you know, people should value and cherish, as opposed to this big blitz on anybody who's wants freedom and follow the rule of law, some kind of tinfoil hat wearing knuckle dragon kind of guy.
Right. And you know, our internally we sort of joke around and basically tell each other that patriotism is a new counterculture. You know, in the '60s, the counterculture was anti-Americanism and everything you just discussed. And now, unfortunately, that's sort of the norm within the country. So patriotism has become the new counterculture. So we're proud to be representing that through our music.
That's awesome. You know, and so you know, what places have you played in just the last year? I know you mentioned Oregon and Idaho, but you just all over the United States?
Yeah, all over. We did play actually a halftime show down at Qualcomm Stadium, Chargers 49ers game about a year ago. That was during their Military Appreciation Day, And that was a phenomenal show, you know, packed house, as you can imagine, for those two teams. So we played halftime shows at NFL stadiums. We've played, we've opened big events like the Special Olympics out in New Jersey, 20,000 people. We've played at Sturgis. We opened for Leonard Skinner over at Sturgis, the Buffalo Chip, two summers ago. We've done tons and tons of major events. We're going to Japan, I think I mentioned, in about 10 days. We're going to be playing in Okinawa and a few other Marines bases out there. So we do events all over the country. Texas is a big market for us. North Carolina is a big market for us. And hopefully the Northwest can become a big market for us because, as you said, those counties in Northern California are our market. They're the ones who would appreciate our music very much.
I'm looking at your website here, and, you know, people can go to madisonrising.com, and I see you're going to be in Steamboat Springs, and then Muja, South Korea, then Japan, then Fuji, Japan, and then back in Minnesota, Ohio, Kokomo, Indiana. Gosh, I'll tell you what, you guys are getting all over the place. Listen, we have to go to a break, and we'll come back right after the break, and we'll talk some more and go from there. You're listening
thanks.
Right. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Danny is likely to weaken to a tropical depression and bring little relief to drought-parched Puerto Rico today.
The biggest threats to land are the Northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Hispaniola. Beyond that, we're not really sure exactly what's going to be left of this system as we get out towards Wednesday and Thursday.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center. Danny had been expected to hit Puerto Rico's southeast coast. Now they say it's going to strike the northeast region and drop most of its rain over the ocean. Diplomacy continues today in the border village of Panmunjom, where senior officials from North and South Korea have been in a second round of talks for hours today. They're trying to reduce tensions that led the countries to the brink of a military confrontation. At the same time, South Korea's military officials say they detect unusual troop and submarine movements in North Korea today that suggest Pyongyang is strengthening its capacity for a possible strike. A House committee is set to hold the first congressional hearings on this month's toxic wastes bill in Colorado. SRN's Linda Kenyon has a preview.
The House Science, Space, and Technology Committee has asked EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to testify on September 9th about this bill. A team of EPA contractors inspecting an abandoned mine inadvertently released 3 million gallons of toxic sludge into Colorado's Animas River. The waste from that August 5th spill eventually spread to the San Juan River in New Mexico. The EPA says water quality has since returned to the pre-accident levels and the rivers have reopened. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Firefighters in north central Washington facing a daunting task. They're still trying to battle a couple of large wildfires that have scorched 355 square miles. The challenge is so great, fire officials are even asking for volunteers. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, waking at night to go, even longer time in the bathroom. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-2805. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-2805. That's 1-800-859-2805. Call 1-800-859-2805.
Philippine officials say a powerful typhoon has blown out of the northern Philippines, leaving at least 15 people dead behind and several others missing, including in a gold mining village where more than 100 rescuers have been scrambling to dig through the mudslide for possible survivors. Government forecasters say Typhoon Goni was last tracked at sea about 267 miles northeast of Bantas Province on the archipelago's northernmost tip. Nepal has opened Mount Everest to climbers for the first time since an earthquake-triggered avalanche in April killed 19 mountaineers and ended the popular spring climbing season. Japanese climber Nobusaki Kuriki will be the first to attempt to scale the world's highest peak since the quake. Nepal's tourism ministers gave Kuriki the climbing permit at a ceremony today. He plans to leave the mountain on Tuesday by helicopter, then reach the summit in mid-September. This is SRN News. When can you legitimately call skim milk all-natural? Correspondent Rich Thomason says that question is at the heart of a three-year-old legal battle in Florida.
The Ochese Creamery in the Florida Panhandle produces all-natural skim milk from grass-fed cows, absolutely nothing added. Yet the state says they have to call it imitation. The state argues that skim milk cannot be sold as skim unless vitamins are added. But that goes against the all-natural philosophy of the creamery owners and many of their customers and has sparked a federal court fight.
The trial is set to begin in November. Today is Sunday, August 23rd. It's a birthday for a number of prominent people, including actress Barbara Eden. She's 84 years old today. Political satirist Mark Russell is 83. Retired baseball all-star and pitcher Mike Boniger, 58 years old today. Queen Noor of Jordan is 64. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we and the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so cast.
I have heard that. I just didn't know who it was. Well, I'm a little bit behind the times. Maybe I got caught up in the 70s and 80s, I guess. But I love the music, and we're going to start playing a lot more of it from now on. And we will see if we can't put something together and get these guys out here and into a concert locally. And that would be just awesome. From what Red says is that you guys are kind of in the big time.
Yeah, we're starting to get there. We're starting to get there. So it's all about promotion and awareness. And, you know, it's tough for an independent band like us to get radio play. And you guys are in the radio industry, so you know sort of the inside scoop as to why that is. But, you know, every little bit helps. So if you want to use any of our music for bumper music,
absolutely,
definitely feel free. That I think that fits in with what, you know, your audience wants, what mm-hmm. you're trying to say, and it certainly helps us by giving us exposure. So those are the sort of partnerships we try to develop with people, win-win partnerships where everybody gets something. We have content, you guys have distribution, and we both try to get out the same message, so, you know, it works perfectly.
Very awesome. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be playing. You're going to be a regular a guest, or you know, your music going to be a regular event on the show from now on. I guarantee it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, this is
stuff. And I'm most serious about figuring out a way to get them out here and maybe putting together a concert, them and a couple other bands. I'm involved with a four wheel drive club out here and stuff like that. That's several hundred members, and it's. You know, you go out to a run or a jamboree with these guys and, you know, Madison Rising and bands like that might as well be the soundtrack for what's going on out there while we're out playing in the mud and running the trails and stuff. I know a lot of people that would love to see you guys come out here.
Yeah, that's how a lot of our events are. They're not necessarily just a Madison Rising concert. It's a larger event that we cap off with the music to really energize it. So what you just described fits in perfectly.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great to have like a State of Jefferson event, you know, mm-hmm. with you know, for the, you know, the whole North State come on into Reading and, you know, and put something together. That would just be absolutely awesome, and, you know, a lot of free people coming together and, you know, getting the message out there that you know, we are Americans and we're not going to take this crap and we're going to stand up and fight for our liberty.
Proudly.
Yeah, and virtually all of our songs have that message in one form or another. And, you know, sometimes it's fairly blatant, and sometimes it's much more hidden than metaphorical because you have to be careful about, you know, not coming across as corny, which some other people trying to do what we do is, you know, it's very, very simplistic and very generic, and, you know, it just becomes fodder for the left to ridicule us. But
right.
We try to write all of our songs and try to make them as good as anything you'll hear on the radio. And the musicians we have are second to none. Our lead singer is a former he's a Navy vet. He was a corpsman in the Marines. Our guitarist, I'd match that guy against any guitarist on the planet any day of the week. Drummer, just nicest guy in the world, but when he gets behind the drums, he just transforms into a complete animal. So, I mean, our band and our musicianship is second to none.
So we got Dave Bray, lead singer. We got drummers Sam Fishman, and
right.
lead guitarist A.J. Larson, and then the bassist
right.
is Tom DiPietro.
Right, right. And they're all very nice guys, very personal guys. A lot of our shows are really two parts. There's the performance of the band up on stage, whether that's, you know, half an hour or 90 minutes, depending on the type of show. And then there's the after the performance, when basically the audience comes and mobs the guys after the show, and they're taking pictures and they're telling stories, and, you know, they're buying merch and they're getting autographs. And, you know, we hear so many stories over and over again about how much we mean to them, how much, you know, you got these guys from, they're Vietnam veterans and they haven't cried in 30 years, but, you know, they hear our music and it brings them to tears because they realize that, hey, there are still some people in the younger generation that care about this country and where it's going. We get old ladies, we get ladies in their 80s sending us emails saying, hey, I've never downloaded a song before, but I loved your national anthem, and I figured out how to download it, and now I have one song on my iTunes, and it's your song.
I put that as my ringtone there, but you know, but you have the new album out. That's the American Hero album, and how many albums have you guys put out there?
Well, we have technically three albums. So we came out with our debut album in October 2011. And that has songs like Right to Bear, Soldiers of America, Before the Hyphens Came, a unifying song about everyone being an American, not a hyphenated American, Walking Through That Door, about coming, a soldier coming back from a tour of duty and seeing his family and so forth. And then about 6 months later, we released our rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, and that song and video quickly went viral. And we had about 3 million views by the end of the year on a video that came out in May of that year. So that really put us on the map in terms of who we are and what we do. And then we followed that up with our American Hero album in late 2013, and we just re-released the American Hero album as American Hero Red, Red being an acronym for Remember Everybody Deployed. I don't know if you're familiar with Red Fridays and those sort of things, but so we really re-released American Hero as American Hero Red. We remastered the whole album so it sounds even better, and we added four new tracks to it. So that that new album is selling like hotcakes.
Awesome. And anybody who wants to get some of this music can go to madisonrising.com, and you've got all your gear and your albums there, and they can purchase them there, I'm assuming?
Right, yeah. You could go to our website, or the music is available for sale or for download from iTunes or Amazon. So it's on all the sites. But it is something that people tend to really, really like. We have so many people that basically say, hey, I bought your CD a year ago, and I haven't taken it out of my CD player yet. It's the only thing I play in my car is your album over and over again, which, you know, I used to do that with Guns N' Roses when they first came out. So the fact that people are doing it with us is pretty pretty heartwarming.
Very good, very good. Well, you know, we haven't got too much left in the hour here. Have you got anything that you want to get out there, Rich, that we haven't covered?
Well, you know, to close out the thought on Madison Rising a little bit, we did just re-release the new American Hero Red album. We also just announced the formation of a new initiative called Madison Rising Shows for Heroes. And what that is it's a 501c3 where people or companies can make tax-deductible donations to the Shows for Heroes entity, which in turn can fund Madison Rising to perform concerts around the country for groups of veterans or first responders that can't afford to fly us out to perform. Because we get asked all the time, hey, can you come and do a free concert? And we can do them locally once in a while, but we can't fly out to, you know, Reading, for example, to do a free show.
Right.
But this Madison Rising Shows for Heroes vehicle that people make contributions to, that can support the cost of us coming out there. So, again, it's another win-win for people. People get a tax deduction. They get to support a real cause. We get to perform for people who want to see and hear us perform. So that's, that's sort of the latest news on our front. And overall, my message is, you know, we need to do what we can to take back the culture, because that's where we're losing. We're not losing intellectually, although the average intelligence is probably going down. But culturally, people are getting bought into knee-jerk reactions, Pavlovian reactions, mm-hmm. Just thinking in a very dogmatic style about being anti-American. And once you have that, then it's almost impossible to get them back to our side of the fence. So whoever's out there that's listening that has an interest in this, either join up with Madison Rising, either try to do something on your own along those lines, but it's really the culture that needs to be affected. You know, the schools, teachers, these guys can be up there spewing whatever they want, but, you know, if the students are smart enough culturally, they'll just laugh these guys off the podium. But what's happening is they're not smart enough culturally, so they're sitting there and they're eating it up. And that's the biggest problem we face.
Well, you know, I we have a huge veteran population in this area. And, you know, you've given us some tools to possibly put something together here, whether it's just an out paid for concert or, you know, going through the Veterans Administration here in this 501c3 that you've got put together to help the band, defray some of the costs that you have if you're coming out. But I'm really excited now. I think we can put something together.
Yeah,
here.
I think we can.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
You know, we work with a lot of veterans groups up here. We, like Mark was saying, we have a massive veteran population up here in the North State. We've got a lot of good groups that we could work with and pull something like this off. I think we'll definitely be talking. We're going to go after it.
Yeah, my sister's actually on a motorcycle ride to Arlington right now with the MIAP. So I think the man, I'll tell you what, I feel very good about what we've talked about today and very positive about moving forward with something. We'll definitely be in contact with you, Richard.
Okay, great. Yeah, with you guys promoting it and our guys' music, I think it'll be a definite winner. So you have all my contact info. Simplest email is just rich@madisonrising.com. And let's talk when you have a chance.
All right, very good. We appreciate you coming on the program, Richard, and we will be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Rich, all right. Rich, before you go, could we get you to hold on through the break here? I had a question to ask you off the air.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, and if you want to call in, it's 530-605-4567.
And here's some more Madison Rising.
Late one night as I came home and saw the front door broken in, I grabbed my face and went inside to see who lurks within. There we stood, face to face, my gun the thief and knife. But man, you should have seen him run when I cocked that 45.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
This Sunday, we welcome Iranian human rights activist Hamid Azimi. He's the communications director for the Iranian American Community of Northern California, an organization that advocates for a secular republic in Iran. Learn the truth about Iran's nuclear ambitions, its abysmal human rights conditions, and more. Meet the real Iranians this week on We the People, Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business, and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
We're still alive here, still alive and kicking, and let's continue with Intellectual Frog Legs, speaking of kicking, and we're not going to play the whole thing, but let's get right back where we were and key it up if you're there, Bob, and we'll talk and, you know, kind of commentate about this whole thing, and, you know, what Joe Dan is saying is absolutely true, you know, our theory that the Republicans are in the tank. Then let's talk about the nuclear deal with Iran. So go ahead, Bob. You got the alive. There we go.
Hello, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
have a tendency of disparaging women.
The real story is the collapse of Trump.
We already have a president now that has no class.
And almost comically, they're creating a sympathy factor for Donald Trump. They're beating the hell out of that guy.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks.
That's your line, but your company have gone bankrupt.
Out of what am I saying?
They attack him, and then when he responds, they're all a flutter with their fake outrage. Look how mean he is. He attacks people for no reason.
Do you want to apologize?
Where all Donald Trump's campaign has boiled down to is personal insult.
Do you want to apologize?
Well, Donald Trump, as we've discovered, is very unshameable. He can't be shamed in courses, and I'm sorry doesn't seem to be a part of his lexicon.
Do you want to apologize?
He's walled off a lot of Latino voters, walled off a portion of the women's vote, probably after all of this.
I mean, come on. And the recent example where he's describing Megyn Kelly's level of anger, that's what he's talking about, saying she had blood coming out of her eyes or whatever. And they accuse him of attacking her period? Her menstrual cycle?
You're absolutely still making not a demonic or animalistic reference with the, you know, with blood in your eye. It's still a demeaning comment.
I'm telling you, if your mind went there, you're the problem. And you probably also think Bruce Jenner's a hero. Normal Americans don't. We think he's a mental patient. But you see, Trump did not achieve his unparalleled level of success by saying stupid crap or by kissing ass. He achieved this level of success by getting stuff done. That's what we need.
Well, it is. It's just people are starting to see through the fake outrage and the nonsense.
Well, you know, we'll break in here in just a second here. The real deal is that if you look at that and the media machine, anybody who is going to go against the establishment people, which would be the big bankers, you know, the fascist, hidden government, the puppet masters behind pulling all the strings with the money, you know, through Monsanto and Goldman Sachs and all of these companies through the media. If you can't see that there's a concerted attack on anybody that's not going to be bought off, who's not for the establishment, on any, kind of a platform that goes against them, they all join in the attack in concert, whether it's, you know, conservative or supposed liberal media outlets. They're all the same.
Yeah, it's a dog pile.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and keep playing it. Let's hear some more here from Joe Dan.
And if you think Ross Perot was a problem, Donald Trump will win.
The conservative base, of which I am one, is thoroughly and completely disgusted with the establishment. Mm-hmm.
Sick of Washington.
We're sick of Washington. We're sick of big government. It's ubiquitous. We're sick of candidates who say one thing in Kentucky and do another thing in Washington, D.C. They ran on defunding Obamacare. Well, they have funded every penny of Obamacare. They ran on fighting Obama's illegal immigration. And they voted for that, too.
And you guys, especially those in the elite Republican media, you attack us, saying we're being fooled, you call us dumbasses. Trump is no conservative. And the GOP is?
Yeah, the Sean McCain and Romney. Yeah. And
things are getting
Boehner. McConnell.
I know Mitch talks to the president.
As we've already covered, while nobody can name a conservative achievement by the GOP in over a decade, but everybody can rattle off a list of conservative promises. The bullcrap's hitting the fan, and this is a revolt, man. This is a revolt, baby. And, the truth is, we have no viable conservative alternative. And we're going to talk about a conservative that will fight. And not just for fighting's sake, but who will fight to win, except for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz rocks. He's a warrior. But Ted can't get anything done without help. We just saw Ted Cruz standing by himself on the Senate floor, fearless, calling out the liars and the frauds.
There are a host of amendments that the American people are focused on, things like defunding Planned Parenthood after the gruesome video. Majority Leader doesn't want to vote on that. That's actually something the American people are focused on. He brought up his Obamacare amendment, as a smokescreen because it's intended to fail. But you know what he didn't bring up is my amendment to end the congressional exemption from Obamacare, the corrupt deal that Harry Reid cut with President Obama to exempt members of Congress. We ought to live under the same rules as everyone else. The majority leader doesn't want to vote on that.
And despite the heroicness of his efforts, it's had zero effect. Zero.
Stop it there.
His two fellow Senate presidential candidates.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real deal. I mean, these guys talk and talk and talk. If we get the Senate, you know, then it'll happen then. We'll start defunding, you know. And let's talk a little bit about this Iran nuclear deal. You know, we got this nuclear deal where the side deal agreement that nobody saw is that Iran is going to monitor themselves to make sure that there's no hanky-panky going on behind the scenes with them creating nuclear weapons. Is anybody really that stupid to believe that Iran is going to monitor itself? Are you kidding me? And is anybody that stupid?
Well, and let's talk about the fact that the Republicans in the House and in the Congress are going to pass the Iran deal.
Yeah, they're going to pass it. They're going to pass it. Why would they even bring it up for a vote? Why would they let it die? You know, I mean, go ahead, Bob. I mean, this is like something that you can't even make up.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
There you have it.
That's it, though.
So, and these guys are going to feed this line of bull crap to us.
Well, that's the thing that infuriates me is the House Republicans go, oh, well, we just might as well pass it because if we don't, the president's going to veto it. How does he veto it if you vote no? It never goes to his desk. He can only veto something you vote yes on, stupid.
I know. And what are they doing? Oh, we get all this excuses. We get all this crap. Same like we got on the Cromneybus and the Boehner vote and the TPA and the Dark Act. And we're just too stupid to understand. Trust them. We should be burning up their freaking phone lines, you know, on this nuke deal across the board, you know, Democrats, all of it, you know, because, you know, this is serious when, you know, pretty soon they're going to have a nuclear weapon. And is that going to be a problem in the hands of a bunch of mullahs who think that the way to heaven is through a bunch of 72 virgins after you kill all the enemy and cut their heads off or blow up their country?
John Kerry is nothing but the reincarnation of Neville Chamberlain from England in 1938, and he just got done talking to Hitler. And it's absolutely stupid. And I want a straight answer from one of our elected officials, because it's one of two things. Either you are a complete incompetent moron and you have no understanding of how the American form of government is supposed to work, or the Constitution and what it says, or you actually think we're stupid enough to not know it ourselves when you try to feed us this garbage.
I wonder how our congressman's going to vote. Oh, that's right. He won't tell us.
No, we can call and ask, but they'll be sure to issue an email after he makes his decision.
Wow. You don't think he's not trying to, you know, stop the influx of calls into his local staffers' offices so that they won't be bugged by us constituents, us low-life, knuckle-dragging backwoods, you know. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us. But
it's infuriating to me because it's asinine. I mean, they don't even think of enough of us to come up with a decent lie.
Right.
It is so shallow, it is so paper thin, it is so just ridiculous that a kid that just passed the 8th grade constitution test could shred the entire argument, the entire premise of it, everything behind it.
Yeah.
An 8th grader could take it apart.
Well, that's the thing. So the real deal is that these guys have an agenda. They're stupid. They bought off. Take your pick. I don't care what it is. But it doesn't really matter when they're selling our country down the tube, you know. And we need to start standing up and letting them know and getting them out of here. Recall. I don't care, because the next stop is not going to be pretty, you know. I guess what are we going to wait till Seattle's a big hole in the ground before we do something?
It's not now.
I guess we have to go to a break with that. You're listening to KCNR 1460.com is the website address, and you can call in at 530-605-4567.
One good thing about Seattle, though, is you're guaranteed $15 an hour if you can find someone that will hire you.
Well, yeah, that's because we're only at 5.3% unemployment. Go ahead, Bob.
I've been thinking about all the times you told me you're so full of doubt, you just can't let it be. But I know if you keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying, keep on trying. And I've been drinking now just a little too much, and I don't know how I can get in touch with you. Now there's only one thing for me to do, is to keep on trying to get home to you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH. Or go to gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the dude of man together.
call less in line. Just keep chugging on, on, on.
I want to hear more.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Okay. We could keep going with that, but, you know, I was a deadhead. What can I say?
It's good music.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Jerry Garcia, what can you say? Anyway, we're back, and I believe we have a caller on the line, Todd, who's been in the chat room. Is he still on the line?
We're going to Todd or Lori first?
Oh, I thought we had Todd first, but let's go to Lori first and then Todd, because Lori was on first, right?
That's right.
Okay, then we'll go to Todd.
Who's on first? Who's on second?
Hi, Lori. How you doing? You got something for on Michelle Obama's shoulders or something?
Yes. I caught your little intermission teaser there on the I Like Your Blended Glide Kelpers show that the two of you are doing. You guys are just amazing. Anyways, as we talk about the news media, the blackouts, the record search uncovering what Red was helping us last Friday night, at the geoengineering gathering. And we missed you, of course, Mark, because you were on the coast taking care of another theater of drama, trauma. And
it's Lord. True.
So true. I think we're all at our designated post, let's say. So let's go with the topic of, we keep hearing on the media, force-feed us with this, quote-unquote, war on women, the transgender bathrooms, the secret lives of Hillary and Bill, which we know has been long over since Monica, Al Gore and his deeds. I'm going to lay this out, and then I would be, I hope I don't blow anyone away, but Michelle Obama, and I've been studying this for a while because I worked in West Hollywood for a while in Los Angeles as a facialist esthetician, and you can't believe the body parts people want waxed when you're a student in beauty school. So,
I'm pretty sure I don't want to know that.
just saying, that's where I'm coming from. So this all came when Joan Rivers kind of suddenly died after being very outspoken, which she is, about...
Michelle being a tranny. Yeah, she said Michelle was a tranny.
That was very well documented in the online internet YouTube stuff. So apparently Michelle Obama... perhaps is Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player. There's pictures of her, and then they all go away. So, again, we have the surgeries, the permanent makeup, the Adam's apple being reconfigured. Her height is anywhere between 5'9" and 5'11", with a shoe size of 12, 160 pounds, her dress size 12, her bra size 34B. This is all online. And so here's something from photography world. When you have a female that is... larger than her partner or spouse or whatever, Barack will always stand broad-shouldered. Michelle will be at an angle so her shoulders no longer shadow her husband. And it's just a trick that they do to make her look more feminine. There's a whole website that, not a website, a video that's called Michelle is a Man Proof. It was done in 2014. It's only 24 minutes long, but at 16-minute mark, it's an extreme intense compilation. Again, don't believe me. Just do a little vetting. Do some research. Check it out. We've already seen that the Secret Service is very aware of all of this. This is why John Boehner has such a sour puss on his face half the time. I'm not sure. But you just start connecting the dots. There are no pregnancy pictures of Michelle. There's no pictures of her on the beach. Yes, she's had wardrobe malfunction, as you've mentioned with the camel reference earlier in the program. And it's just bizarre because what this really is about is concealment, deceit, corruption, betrayal, lies. And it's just more of the same BS that we're being fed every day to a larger extent. And so I don't care if this person went through a transgender thing, but just own it. The fact that Barack spent, 10, 12 years in Chicago being groomed to be this, I don't know, MK Ultra drone clone pre-president, like whatever, it's like many people were murdered because of the gay bar scene that he was a part of, actively and thoroughly. Could he afford some of these people coming forward with a book? No.
Wow. I mean, you know, I would
not, you know, I'm at the point now, Lori, that I wouldn't discount anything anymore, because we have been lied to so much, and there's been no investigative reporting in so many different provable areas that who knows?
I know, and it's really the saddest thing is that there's just, I don't know what the benefit is, why all of this had to come together. I mean, there was such an innocent time of voting for him in 2008, and then we got a second dose, and they're being threatened that this could happen a third time if we even have an election. So it's just, I would love to have this topic go forward. Not that it's titillating, it's about just how deep and far the massive cover-up never ends.
Yep, it's true.
That's why I'm so irritated as well, and I appreciate your show, and this is my new church, faith-based place to be. The places I go to, they just open a book, sing another song times 10. They don't do anything publicly. They don't take action. It's pathetic. It's just vicious to call these places places of worship. It's places of denial. So here's my last thing. Even though it doesn't feel good to hear about this and talk about it, it sure feels good to know about it.
Well, we appreciate your point of view, Lori, and we'll look into this a little more and see what we can come up with. Who knows? I mean, stranger things
thanks
have happened.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate every single thing you guys do.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We also have on the line Todd. Are you there, Todd?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. Well, in the chat room it said we didn't want to talk to you, but that's baloney, as you know.
Oh, I know. what I'm really asking is, the Steve Baird story.
Okay.
The reason why he took what was the tipping point that he finally had enough, and because I think it's a powerful message, I think it helps clarify to a lot of people who don't understand why he's so adamant and took the steps he did to start the movement of the state of Jefferson.
You mean Mark Baird?
I'm sorry, I had Steve Baird on my mind because he's going to be given a presentation up in Greenville on the 30th. So
yeah, Steve Baird is actually no relation to Mark Baird that we're aware of, but Steve Baird is kind of the financial mind behind a lot of Jefferson. The amount of work that Steve Baird has put into understanding the economics and the finances of California and breaking everything out, and the people he has worked with have been fantastic. And you know, we always tell everybody, you want to know what California looks like, go to SOJ and look at Steve Baird's work. It's laid out there in black and white.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is that I attended Assemblyman James Gallagher's opening of his new office here in Chico, and of course Doug LaMoffa was there.
Mm-hmm.
Several Board of Supervisors were there from Butte County, the Chico's mayor, a lot of elected officials, anyhow, that were there. And I talked to Doug LaMoffa about the State of Jefferson movement, and he basically told me that a lot of the people who are giving out the information on it are turning off a lot of people, are not giving the reasons why. It's so important. There's a lot of, misinformation about it, and I don't know how to correct that, but I know that Mark Baird's story is a powerful tool in explaining the reasons why we need the state of Jefferson. And I hope that sometime you'll dedicate a show to giving Mark Baird's story.
Well, there is currently another legal situation going on with Mark Baird and water rights and fish and game, so that we're kind of limited on what we can talk about right now. But once that does resolve itself, we would be happy to let people know. And the short and sweet of it is Mark Baird finally had enough of the government trying to drive him and his neighbors off their land, and is not going to put up with it anymore.
And that's how I got involved, because I finally got fed up with the government and realized that I had no representation in Sacramento. I couldn't get, even though my assemblyman said, if you have a problem with a state agency, come to his office. When I went there, he wouldn't do anything for me. He couldn't do anything for me. So then shortly after that, sure enough, here comes the State of Jefferson movement, and of course I started this back in January of 2011. So I just thank God that Mark Baird stood up and has the smarts to very elegantly speaking and tell his story and the reason why we need the state of Jefferson. So, well, thank you. I love your show, and I try to listen all the time, even your Jefferson State of Mind. I love that show, Red.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And it does us good to know that there's people out there that are listening, that are getting it. And, you know, for Doug Lamalfa to say that a lot of people are being turned off by the state of Jefferson, right now the state of Jefferson is growing at a rate that we couldn't even imagine. And we saw huge growth in the beginning, all through the process. And right now we are growing so exponentially. It's we can't even keep track of how large the movement is becoming and the new people that are coming on, because it is a message of liberty and a message of freedom. And for a congressman to say that a message of liberty and freedom and representation is turning people off, I don't know where he's coming from on that. I've got an idea.
I think he's saying that some of the people that are giving the message out, and of course there's some people that are out there that don't get the message correct and this and that. But if he's talking about the leadership, you know, he's talking about us, basically. And, you know, the fact that we're not on board with selling out to the Republican Party is a big issue, and so that could be part of it. But I don't know. We're doing the best we can, and we're not going to be, bought off or paid off or sell out or whatever it is to the Republican Party. We're going to stay true to the liberty movement, the freedom movement.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for your time and all the effort that you put in.
All right. Thanks a lot, Todd.
All right, bye.
I think we have another caller on the line, do we?
Terry has a contribution here.
Okay, very good. Terry's on the line. Make it quick, Terry. We're down to the last 5 minutes.
Okay, well, the thing I want to say is that I can't imagine, and if anybody heard Red's program this morning, Calaveras County and Amador County's Republican Central Committee, I'll say that again, Republican Central Committee have requested us to come and speak to them. So I'm not really sure who the congressman is talking about. It seems to me like he sort of politicized that, though, and what he's doing is he's talking maybe about people who stand up for the state of Jefferson but don't agree with him. That's just poor politics in my book. But the thing is that he has come out openly and on video saying that he supports the state of Jefferson. Oh, but now there's a problem because people don't agree with him. I mean, that's what I'm hearing here. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the congressman is above that. But really and truly, we have 22 counties that want to get in. They're all in his district. And he's saying that we're turning people off. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think what the real deal is that we're a threat to his voting bloc because we don't agree with everything that he does, and he hasn't been standing up, and you know, for what his constituents want him to vote on, or not, and that's the big problem. It has nothing to do with the state of Jefferson.
Here's the plan: let's marginalize the people who don't agree with me. Let's marginalize them. And then we'll placate to the leadership of the Jefferson, or who we think the leadership is. We'll placate to them, but we'll marginalize the people who stand against me. And therefore, what we will do is we'll put people at odds with each other. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's exactly what the strategy sounds like to me.
And I have a feeling I know who thought that one up.
You just talk too much, Terry. You're loudmouth. You know, I mean, you should just quiet down and, you know, go back and, you know, just go back to your pool and just be quiet, Terry, because, you know, you don't want to speak truth to power, because that would make you an independent, free-thinking person, and we can't have that, can we?
To me, it's really simple. I don't care what Congressman Doug Lamalfa has to say. It's real simple, Doug. You either support the will of the people or you continue to kick your career dissipation light into overdrive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if he turns
period.
And starts...
Period. Point blank.
Done. Yeah. I mean, there is no discussion. I'll start supporting him if he starts supporting conservative values again and quit selling out to the establishment.
Well, when Republican Central Committees request you to come in and speak, oh, but wait a second, we're rocking the boat with the congressman. You know, really and truly, I love you guys. I'll get off here so you can finish up.
All right, thanks, Terry. So we got a few things left. I do want to hit the economy just a little bit. You know, right now, if you don't realize that there's a shortage on silver and gold that's starting to arrive, and when it arrives in earnest, it will be too late.
because there is a global, we are witnessing right now, one hell of a global run on silver. And that is the last place of refuge in the kind of economy that we're talking about here. And so, you know, if you haven't got it, try getting it now, because if you don't get it soon, it's going to be too late and you won't be able to store your value in something that holds its value over time, which is the definition of money, not a bunch of paper crap. And we can see what the stock market and the bond bubble and everything else is about to burst. And so it's going to get ugly, but, you know, that's where we're at.
That's it. And, you know, for me and a lot of the discussion and the argument that's going on, don't allow yourself to get bogged down arguing with idiots or liars.
Right.
There's no point to it. Stick by the truth, and who's right's going to come out in the end one way or the other. You don't have to worry about defending your position. If you're standing by truth, honesty, and American representation and the Constitution, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to defend because you're standing on the side of right. Who cares what the side of evil and wrong is doing? Stick by your guns, continue to do what you're doing, and don't let yourself be distracted by what they're doing, because that's how we lose, is by allowing ourselves to be distracted. Just keep on trucking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, across the board, you know, the plan here is to get to freedom, and to get to freedom, you can't get sidestepped into all these issues that don't matter. And that's what they do. They tend, you know, we're chasing wolves right now, you know, I mean, like, really, you know, that's a big threat, you know, I mean, the EPA is a big threat, but, you know, the wolves, really? I mean, they got wiped out with, you know, we got machine guns now. They got wiped out in the last century with smoke powder, you know, smokeless powder.
It's simple. The wolves show up on your property, shoot them, don't tell anybody, bury them, and move along.
Yeah, what's that, the old shoot, shovel, and shut up deal, the three S's?
Yes.
So, anyway, you know, we're running into a state of non-compliance is where we're headed, guys. So get ready, get yourself prepared in mind, body, and spirit, as Greg Hunter says, and be ready to be self-reliant, because that's where we're going. So with that, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. And remember, you're born an original. Don't die a copy. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
I am just a simple man.
This has been Sovereign Mind. Stay tuned for We the People here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. A number of local media outlets in Tokyo, Japan are reporting multiple explosions were seen and heard at an American military base there today. Reports coming in say that a warehouse on the base remained burning as emergency vehicles responded to the blast. The explosions occurred at the Sagami General Depot, a U.S. Army base in the city of Sagamihara near Tokyo. Petroleum products and ammunition are stored there. There have been no reports of any injuries. No evacuations have been ordered at this time. We will continue to follow and monitor this story. Republican presidential hopefuls were on the stump in Ohio Saturday. Senator Marco Rubio criticized President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran.
Our president has signed a deal with Iran that guarantees that a radical Shia cleric will possess a nuclear weapon and a long-range rocket capable of reaching the United States.
Meanwhile, speaking earlier on ABC's This Week, Donald Trump talked immigration.
You have so many illegals. We don't even know how